Yes, how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop on the rock.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, everybody. Who was not kicked off Survivor last night?
That's right.
By the skin of my teeth. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Lifeline and all the ships at sea. I'd like to tell, God damn, I've got a toothache. I knows them when I pick them, and here's the heirs to the speckled sugar fortune. The germ is the enemy. From my shoe shoals, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
That's an open, Rob.
Yeah.
That is an open.
Tribute to Elvis Presley.
Thank you, and hi, listen, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode, and it's Friday.
Friday.
And it is also October the 19th. Coming to you today from the most powerful city in the world, our home city, D.C. Radio station WJFK. Local line 202-432-1067. Anywhere else in America. New York, Seattle, Portland, Vegas, a bunch of cities in Iowa, 877-365-3636.
All right.
Love taking your phone calls. Big show today. Jam-packed show, I promise. We'll get your calls in. There is our friend in the next room. You know him, of course, as the Prodigy.
Hello there. There he is. He's a man. Just people.
Buzz Melwood Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Flesh and blood. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello, Buzz.
Got to start today's show with...
Uh-oh.
That's right.
Oh.
The alarm. The alert. The alert. The Who Wants to Be a Millionaire alert. So, yesterday...
Yes.
We get done with the show, do some stuff up in the office, got a doctor appointment. Welcome to my world.
Right.
I'm on my way to the doctor's appointment.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
The phone in the car rings, and the girl says, is this DJ Don?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And she says, hi, this is Jennifer from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh.
Mick Foley has just gotten into the hot seat.
Ooh.
Ah. If the phone rings, and I'm going to the doctor's office now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If the phone rings, do not answer on the first ring.
Right.
Let it ring three times.
Right.
When you pick it up, it will be Regis Philbin.
Regis, the one and only Philbin.
So I say... There's a 100% chance that I'm being called, right? Because I'm the first lifeline.
You think?
Yeah, he's in the hot seat. He's made it. She says, yes, you're the first lifeline, but he has three people listed. So he can go with any one of the three, but you're number one on the list.
Very right. Good.
I say, okay. So I'm in the doctor's office, and they've got the thing that says no cell phones.
Oh, dear.
Like,
yeah.
Right. You know, when you go in a hospital or a doctor's office.
Yeah, because it messes up the equipment.
Right. But I left it on anyway.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in the waiting room, and I see the phone rings, and it's once, twice, three times. And I think, this is it, right? I pick up, hello? And she goes, DJ Don? And I'm crushed because I think, oh, she's telling me that Mankind shows somebody else.
Yeah.
She says, the taping with Mick Foley has gone a little slower than with some of the other celebrities.
Oh, dear.
So what we've decided to do is pick it up tomorrow morning.
Very good.
Will you be available starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, my God. So it's going to happen today.
And then moments ago, when we were up in the office, as a matter of fact, when I was on the computer, and you were watching the breast implant show on
TLC.
Yeah,
on the Learning Channel, yes.
Lisa called up and said...
I said, you got to be down here in a few minutes. The phone rings, the inside hotline, and I say hello, and she goes, is DJ Don there?
Is that what they're going to call you,
yeah,
DJ Don?
I think you answer the phone, and Regis is going to go, hi, is this DJ Don?
Right, so
so she said, we're starting taping in 5 minutes. I just wanted to make sure he's going to be there, so I called you in the office, and...
I'm here.
You got to get down here.
So nobody pick up the phone now. If the hotline rings, we got to let it ring
three times.
Uh-huh. And I can't.
Can we listen? We can't listen to your conversation, right?
I think you can. I mean, I don't want to screw things up for Mick Foley.
No.
No, you can't. Everything has to stay a secret. Rob would tell you that everything has to be a secret until it's aired.
They make you promise. Did you give them the warm line or the snow line, just so we know?
Which did they call on, Lisa? I think I gave them the hotline. Either way. Don't let either of those lines...
All right, so what you're going to have to do is, like, go to the back of the room.
Right.
Yeah.
We won't eavesdrop.
What I'll do is, I won't. I'll pick the phone up here on the microphone.
Right.
And if it's Regis, you'll hear me say, I'll go like this. I'll pick the phone and go, hello? And then if he says, it's Regis, Philbin, I'll go, hi, Regis. Then I'll walk to the back of the room.
And it'll be very brief, because obviously you've got the...
30 seconds.
That's it.
Of course, they edit it, right? Well, no, I guess they...
No, they don't edit
that
out...
That's real.
They don't edit out the 30-second part.
Right.
So, here we go.
It's Mick Foley.
Attention.
Here we go.
So it could happen any moment now.
At any time. But as I found out yesterday, he's got three guys on his lifeline list, and even though I'm number one.
The only thing, if you say, I have no idea, we'll know.
I might not even get the call today. I mean, he might go
with one of his other friends.
But they're taping it now, and you got to figure that because it's the celebrity version, which they dumb it down, they let everybody help out on the questions leading up to 32,000. And then, because they're playing for charity, you know there's every chance that the celebs will use the 50-50.
Absolutely. Audience participation.
Right. The audience participation, right, and the phone-a-friend.
Phone-a-friend.
So just be waiting for that.
DJ Don.
Be waiting for that phone call. Oh, listen, a new tradition on the show on Fridays, we will have a newsmaker join us.
Very good.
That's good.
The newsmaker of the week this week, as a matter of fact, is a fellow CBS employee.
Excellent. Oh.
And I'd like to welcome him now. If someone could bring him into the isolated soundproof booth.
Very good.
Here he comes. You're going to recognize him immediately.
I like this new style of bringing the newsmaker into the studio.
You're going to recognize this, this TV icon.
Yes.
Great. I don't even have to introduce him to those who can see him. Mike, it's a true honor to be joined by the jewel in the CBS News crown.
Yes.
Please join me in saying hello to Mr. Daniel Rather.
Dan Rather.
Dan Rather, studio
with us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, let's make this fast, asswipe. I've got an appointment to get another one of my notoriously bad haircuts, and I still have to be back in time to make up the 6 o'clock news.
Okay, listen, Dan, let's get to it. What are your thoughts on your assistant contracting the anthrax? You must be upset.
You're goddamn right I'm upset. CBS came in third again. Thank God we got it before UPN, though. Jesus, Captain, have you any idea what it's like to always follow ABC? Frankly, I'm sick of the view of Pete Jennings' Canadian ass.
Now, all right, Pete Jennings. Okay, what about your other competition? What about Tom Brokaw?
Brokaw? Ha. I was tied to a tree in a hurricane when he was still in his speech therapy class. He can pucker up his hair lip and kiss my ass.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Dan Rather, strong words.
This is a different Dan Rather than we saw on the Letterman show last month.
Friggin' A. That gap through that... so-called funny man had nothing to do with my quote-unquote breakdown. I cried because I just seen the Nielsen results.
Oh, the Nielsen. That's why you cried on Letterman. They weren't good?
How would you feel to be bitten by Jeopardy, Will, Joe Judy, Seinfeld, and even goddamn Mama's Family? Son, forget Letterman. Our network needs a 5-way bypass.
Now that is, that is a bitter pill to swallow, sir.
Blow it in your ass, Don. Don't forget you're on CBS, too. I've read your show. It sucks.
Wow.
You know, you can't ride on the coattails of Survivor forever.
Oh, now come on. Everybody at CBS loves Survivor. Don't you like Survivor, Dan?
Well, I'd like it better if we stranded the top executives of CBS, Viacom, Infinity, and whatever the hell they conquered this week on an island with that fag Carson Daly.
Hey.
You know, Carson Daly.
You take all the CBS, Viacom executives, put them on an island with that fag Carson Daly, who they love.
Right.
And you film them having sodomy while they're watching Becker. Are you?
Yeah, and throwing Judge and Amy and all the fat lords from 60 Minutes. You know, Don Hewitt is a woman.
Oh, no, Dan. Dan, let's focus on the anthrax.
Whatever. We should mail some to Della Reese.
What precautions have been taken?
Son, you work for CBS, and I'm sure you got the same anti-anthrax survivor kit we all did.
What, do you mean the Cipro?
No, asswipe this jockey. We all got a moist towelette from KFC. You know, one aspirin and a chapstick.
All right, I see why we had the towelette to wipe our hands, the aspirin to help with the fever. Why'd we get the chapstick?
Yep. You can kiss your ass goodbye.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't seem like proper planning.
It don't matter, son. My days here are numbered anyhow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see, after an ill-advised weekend of man love with Def Rush Limbaugh, fat Tony Saragusa, and bald Carl Ripken, unfortunately, 5 minutes of unbridled pleasure has resulted in full-blown AIDS for me.
Oh, dear Dan. Oh, what a scoop that is.
That's a sad, sad thing, Dan.
I know, not as sad as CBS Tonight, 8 p.m., The Ellen Show. I'm going to cry again, son.
Here's my shoulder, Dan.
Leave me alone, asswipe. Interview over. Good day to you.
Hey, Dan, what's the frequency, Dan?
I said good day. Dan Rather, CBS News. Good night.
There he is, everybody.
Wow.
Dan Rather.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Got in my
there he goes.
Oh, now, listen.
Look at those dreadlocks on Dan.
Yeah.
Who picked up the hotline? Who's on the hotline right now?
Oh, no.
Do you see that line?
I mean, what the hell is that?
We're in the middle of doing the skit.
You're not supposed to touch it.
Who was on the phone? Joe, were you on the hotline?
You know what?
What? Who was on the hotline?
I'll bet you a quarter that was ordering your sandwich. Bet you a quarter.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I'd hate to miss my chance to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Let's just so I can get my tuna fish sandwich today. Joe.
Let's find out.
I wasn't even paying attention. I was in the middle of reading.
We would have seen the hotline ring. So I bet you it was an outgoing call.
Our script. Were you calling to order lunch on the hotline?
Yeah, my bad. Lisa just smacked me. So.
Okay.
It was only 60 seconds. So
okay, but that could have been the 60 seconds when Mick Foley was going to call me.
Oh boy.
Well, we're trying to call Mick. The line with DJ Don is busy.
God, I hope not.
Do you like roast beef? Tuna fish?
How are you? Hey, listen, we called and there was no answer. There was apparently the phone screener, Joe, was ordering a tuna fish sandwich for DJ Donnie.
All right, so there you go. That's the latest. Thank you to the Dynamite players.
Well, I had no idea Dan Rather was that angry, Don.
Oh, he is.
Bitter.
He's very mad.
It's amazing that we've had now Cal Ripken on, and we've had Cal having gay sex with Tony Saragusa.
Which led to the AIDS.
And now Dan Rather's also coming.
And Rush Limbaugh,
And Rush Limbaugh, all full-blown AIDS.
That's going to be a continuing series, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, I don't want to give anything away, but just wait until you have our exclusive interview with Ichiro from the Seattle Mariners. Once the Yankees knock them out of the playoffs.
Oh, he'll be angry.
Yeah, he will be.
He's going to console himself with other men.
An angry Japanese man. listen, here's a decision that was made last night. Got the call from my brother Jim.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Extended the olive branch to come out this weekend.
Right.
But as it turns out, luck be a lady tonight.
He ain't coming?
Nope, because, the whole reason he could come out here is because he was having his truck painted. And as it turns out, his truck is painted.
Right.
Uh-huh. And he has to take an over-the-road load.
But is his ceiling painted? That's the question.
No, his ceiling is not painted. Mike, actually, well, it's not a ceiling. It's a tarp.
Tarp, yes.
Tarp. So my brother will not be joining me this weekend. However,
he'll be staying in his lean-to.
However, we have made plans for him to join us. For Christmas.
Hey,
wow.
Join
us for Christmas. So that's the latest on my brother Jim.
Incredible.
Not able to make it out this weekend, but Oh, you'll be seeing a lot of them around Christmas time.
Amen, brother.
A whole lot of them. So that's the news there. Jimmy's coming out right.
Yeah. Merry f***ing Christmas from the Don and Mike Show.
I think that's the first time we've ever played that in the month of October.
Yeah. Well, you know, the retail season gets going earlier and earlier every year.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Joe, hi.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi, Joe.
Good morning. Hey, I know Dennis is going to be doing his business tomorrow to get his movie going.
Oh, yeah. Now, hold on. Let me get this straight. Dennis Murphy should be calling us any moment to tell us about his porno shoot, which is tomorrow. They're going to be making the Dennis Murphy porno, Murphy's Romance, tomorrow.
As soon as he gets out of his office where he's not allowed to call.
Filming it tomorrow where he's going to be dressed as a pizza delivery guy,
right,
as a cable guy, and as Santa Claus.
All the same theme. Dennis arrives at the apartment with the goods and then, has his way.
And the girls just go to town on
mm-hmm.
it. That'll be great. Yes, anyway, Joe, what about Dennis's porno?
Well, I think I have a much better title than Murphy's Romance. I think Gimp Goes Limp really works a lot better.
Okay.
Well, that's your opinion.
Leave the driving to us. We're going to stick with Murphy's Romance.
Oh, you guys are radio guys.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Well, there's definitely a lot of excitement, though, about Dennis making his film debut.
Oh,
rather,
sure.
His videotape debut.
A lot of people seem to be talking about this. They're interested, and I'm emphasized to these people that you're not going to see any full frontal nudity with Dennis.
With Dennis, no. Well, listen, who wants to see Dennis's genitals?
No, you don't want to see Dennis's junk.
You're going to see the girls, though. You're going to see the girls. Topless, bottomless.
Yes, absolutely.
Performing various girl-on-girl acts.
Yes, and Dennis will be right in the middle of it.
And then at some point they'll perform on Dennis, but we're going to do that thing like they do in softcore, where you only see the back of the girl's head.
Sure, and maybe a close-up of Dennis just going, oh.
Yeah, oh.
That'll make for a stimulating film.
Yeah. Hello, Gron and Mike Show. Yeah, just Dennis's reaction.
Oh, rolling his eyes back in his head.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey, I was calling and let you know your boy Phil Hochberg is going to be inducted into the Redskins Hall of Fame Sunday.
That's right. Former stadium announcer for the Washington Redskins
great.
And a close friend of Rob Spiewak.
That's
this weekend, if you're one of the 30 to 40 people who will be going to the game at FedEx Field on Sunday for the Redskins and the Panthers. You'll see him inducted.
See the 0-5 Redskins against the 1-4 Panthers.
Yeah, you'll see Phil inducted into the Ring of Fame.
It's really going to be awesome. He was actually supposed to go up during the first game, but of course other situations prevented that, and I think it's long overdue.
Hey, Don, you need to be a movie critic, man, because every movie you said was good. I checked it out, and it would be banging, man. I went to see Training Day last night, I know them white people scared of Denzel now, man.
That's right. You know, this is, and I said this when the movie came out. White people, here's why the white devil loves Denzel. Because Denzel is like, he is like a white black guy. You know what I mean? You've seen him on St. Elsewhere.
Right.
He's the lovable coach and member of the Titans.
Yeah. What's next? Are we going to make Al Roker into some kind of thug?
He's the guy, Tom Hanks' lawyer in Philadelphia.
Right.
A guy who doesn't understand AIDS and hates AIDS and gays, but by the end of the movie, he's turned around.
He's the quality officer in Crimson Tide.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, in Training Day, he's a bad badass MF-er.
Good.
And he just, dude, who is it? Ethan Hawke? Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, Ethan, yeah, I've never showered. Ethan, I don't shower. Ethan was on Letterman the other night. And, I mean, this guy, I don't know if he's ever seen a tub. He has taken the baton from Timothy Hutton and Deborah Winger. Ethan Hawke is the grungiest, greasiest guy I've ever seen.
Does this guy, Denzel's character, sets this guy up.
Yeah.
8,000 different
just
ways.
Abused, wow. Right, in the movie?
In the movie Training Day. 8,000 different ways. Well, thank you. Thank you. I think I do know my movies.
Hey, man. I'm going to give y'all love, let y'all know the brothers are listening to y'all, because I don't even listen to Donnie Simpson no more.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, my
man,
friend.
I ain't an Arbitron-rated listener, but... Peace out, brother.
All right, peace to you, my friend.
All right.
Thank you very much.
That's a great thing.
As a matter of fact, today I think we're going to try to work out a little deal with, like, the Siskel and Ebert thing, when Stossel comes in to review the movies,
right?
I think giving the counterpoint will be Mr. 40.
Ah, very good.
Even though Mr. 40's not seen the movies,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter.
That's fine.
Whatever point Charlie Stossel takes...
40 will argue the other point.
Yeah, he'll just go the other way on it.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, speaking of Dennis's porn, when Dennis took Viagra, he had a hard time getting properly erected, didn't he?
Yes, he did, and, you know, it doesn't matter. Because, you know, you're not going to have to see Dennis penetrate.
There is no need that the girls cannot go to town on a limp biscuit.
Oh, okay? that is vile.
You won't have to see that.
But remember, you're not going to see it. I mean,
right.
whether it looks like a balloon that has no air in it, or if it looks like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, or it looks like one of those, you know, cocktail weenies you see in a deli.
You're not going to see it.
But we'll see that sick look on his face.
Yes.
You know, if they're working on him and it's not working for him.
It'll be the look of Dennis rolling his eyes back in ecstasy. It's the same look he gives when he puts on his left turn signal in his car.
he's a actor like De Niro.
Okay, Mike. Oh, okay, Mike.
That's when he plays himself.
Oh, and about De Niro, I just read this before we came on the air today. You know that the movie analyzed this. I wasn't nuts about the movie when I saw it in the theater, mainly because of the scene where De Niro's crying.
It is a movie that you have to, that really has to grow on you.
But I've grown very fond of the movie. I'm so sad, though, to hear that they are making a sequel.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not making this up. It's going to be called Analyze That, as opposed to analyze this with, like, what happens the next wacky chapter, and of course, it's De Niro. No. And
did they get De Niro?
Yeah, De Niro's getting $20 million, the most he's gotten for any movie ever.
Yeah, they threw a sack of cash at him to do it, and, so he's, he doesn't need that.
It's him, and it's Billy Crystal, it's Stormy the Castle.
Now, Billy Crystal, there's Johnny's sequel. I mean, you know, right. Of course, he'll do it. He's turbo whore.
Don't forget City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And I think even that the broad from Friends, Lisa Kudrow, is going to be at.
Oh, man, analyze that.
I watched some of the Friends last night because the Survivor, I'm sorry, I'm not into it. Even though they drank blood and even though they shot a cow last night, I'm not into the Survivor. I watched the Friends.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see...
Ross is the father, right?
Yeah, they were going to... Of course, they weren't going to show it on TV, but
no.
Ross videotaped Ross banging Rachel, knocking her up.
Right.
So I watched that for a while, just to check out Jennifer Aniston, and...
How's she looking?
Not as good.
A little weather-beaten?
Not as good. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's...
Yeah, Brad's had her too many times.
Yeah, I don't know.
You've been rode hard and put up wet.
I don't know if it's the Brad factor or what.
Well, the show's been on for... They're all like 50 years old now. That's the problem. They're getting old. They're walled.
Yeah, but still, Anderson is a POA.
Yeah.
I mean, you know...
Well, don't discount the Schwimmer factor also. I mean, we said all along, I mean, I know that Ross and Rachel have that thing going, but I mean, I think it's important on that show to keep her away from Ross. Keep her away from... I think he drags her down.
Well,
I think just doing the scenes with Ross just makes her weather-beaten and tired.
And even the scenes where she's by herself, she didn't look quite as hot. And for whatever reason... Now,
how did Joey look?
Oh, he's handsome as always, Mike.
Great.
Handsome and the best actor on the show. No doubt about that.
Fantastic.
And Courtney Cox... looks like she's taking Vicodin now.
Right.
Because Courtney Cox is looking more skeletal. And meanwhile, Matthew Perry, he's like as fat as you and me now.
He's ballooned again?
Yeah, he's way fat again.
That's he doesn't have that happy medium, does he?
No. And it looked like every bit of fat that Courtney Cox had has gone on to Matthew Perry.
Well, he's better if he's our weight. I think that's a better thing.
And he's healthier.
And listen, no, that's an insult to Matthew Perry. He's not as fat as we are, but he's on the Don and Mike workout plan.
Right.
And as proof of that, last night for the whole episode, he wore a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. Oh,
untucked.
Untucked Hawaiian shirt.
There it is.
That means you're at the next level.
Absolutely.
You start leaving shirts untucked.
I surrender.
Absolutely. Hello, Sean in New York, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Yeah, I heard you mention Rush Limbaugh the other day, and I think Mike's right on the money about him. This guy got his hearing back. He was taking phone calls. His voice was normal. I think this is a radio ploy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm so glad you remembered that because I wanted everybody to know that. That is, I mean, I believe that.
It's really amazing.
It's a miracle.
$250 million fraud.
I can hear.
Yeah.
I know.
And now, you know, the medication's going to be working. You're going to hear his doctors. He's got to thank them. He'll bring his doctors on the... Well, get ready.
Letterman did.
He'll bring his doctors on the show to talk about this innovative and unusual treatment for this very rare condition that has caused him to lose his BS.
Yeah, he'll have Andrew Lessman from the Home Shopping Network on.
Mate, you think about any... Think about any ailment. Think about an ailment that you can fake. And you, if you think about hearing loss,
yeah, no,
you can fake your hearing.
Of course you can.
You just look at somebody, can you hear that?
No.
Of course. You know, it's not like blindness. Blindness, they can give you a little taste test and they can, you know, put something in your eye to see if your, you know, if your pupil dilates.
The only thing you could really do is, like, hide outside a building or something, and when he's walking down the street, like, blow an air horn and see if he just, if he turned his head.
Yeah, it couldn't be Rush, because, you know, people probably yell at him all the time, but if you walk up to him with the air horn, you know, Dad!
Right behind his ear.
Right.
See if he turns around.
But if he's really good,
hold on.
You know he's a
hold on. One ring. Two ring.
All right, everybody.
Three ring.
Don is now answering the call for a...
Hello?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Hello? Larry? Larry who? Larry Mike. It's a call for Larry Michael.
Jesus Christ.
It's a call for Larry Michael.
Hold on, I'm going to put this call on the air.
Honey. Are you there? Honey?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Listen, you're calling the Don and Mike radio show.
We're on the air right now.
Okay? I'm waiting for a very important call from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
We have to keep this line open.
Okay. Well, this is Bonnie Bernstein with CBS, and this is Larry gave me
to you. Oh, hey, Bonnie, it's Don and Mike. Sorry about that.
Is this really Bonnie?
Yeah.
Oh, I was ready to cut you a new a-hole.
You got to talk to Bonnie. You got to tell her what's going on.
No.
This is
no, funny. You know what? No. Someone has to get Bonnie on the other line.
Yeah, get Bonnie on the other line.
Bonnie,
we got to get Bonnie back on the air to explain
it to
her.
Hold on. Give her the other phone number.
Got to keep the line up.
I don't want to get Bonnie Bernstein pissed off.
Well, she's already pissed.
This is Bonnie Bernstein from CBS.
My God.
Calling for Larry Michael.
Larry Michael!
Wait, what the hell is Larry giving that as his regular number? I think it's Bonnie tapes a thing for the Redskins Network, and today's probably the day that she's calling in to tape her segment.
Okay, so she's got to get a number to get
through. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Ann.
It's Don, how you doing?
Hi, Ann. We're doing great, thank you.
I've got a question about Murphy's Romance, please.
Yes.
If Dennis Murphy only has one arm, how's he going to hold the pizza box and ring the doorbell at the same time?
He can ring the doorbell with his stump.
Yeah.
And he can hold the pizza.
Hey.
And he can hold the pizza box with his stump.
Right.
He's very skilled with that arm.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to be a mental patient about this thing with the telephone. How long does it take to give Bonnie Bernstein another number to call?
Depends on who's doing it, Don.
Just give her the other number. Hold on a second there, Ann. Please, give her the other number. Ask her to hang up. And please, for the love of God, clear the hotline. Please?
And it's... My God.
It's
still in use.
It's still in use. I'm going to just pick
there.
It up. There, finally.
Clear.
Thank you. Who was that, Joe? Who was doing that?
The phone wasn't even on hold. Neither of us had the phone on.
Broyhill.
Okay. Was it Broyhill?
Yeah.
It was Broyhill.
I don't know, but somehow...
Everybody's trying to screw up my appearance on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Mm-hmm. If it hasn't already been screwed up.
Yeah, I don't know. What do we do? Okay, we're going to wait for Bonnie to call back. Hello, Chris. I want to explain to Bonnie what happened there. Chris, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you guys, hey, I appreciated you guys coming out to Burke. You guys were right around the corner from my girlfriend's house, so we stopped by to see you guys bowl.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so, you know, I was calling because you guys have the most incredible victory dances after every one of you bowl.
Thank you.
I just thought that was great. I saw the, you know, the Buzz back pedal.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. You know, you got the Lisa cute curtsy.
Yeah, she does that, right?
And then, you know, Mike, you got praise me. Your hands just fly up in the air like, praise me.
Absolutely. That's the way most good athletes do it.
And Don, the just, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No, Don is more the Pope greeting, I think, when he when he gets the strike.
I'm also big with that thing that the
pumping the fist.
Pumping
the fist and giving the dap at the end of each frame, you know, like the hand fist deal.
Yeah. And what about Rob?
Hey, Rob A, man. What was that going on, man? He's so damn strong. He's like blasting the pins out of like,
you know,
like Fred Flintstone used to do the twinkle toes thing, and then
yeah.
like
I will tell you
like,
this seriously. After bowling with Rob, I have always thought of Rob as the lovable, big lug, doughy Rob Spiewak, but he has demonstrated you don't want to get Rob pissed off, because I would, if you could train Rob.
Did you hear him go pure hate
to be physically
pure
violent?
Hate.
You train him to be physically violent, and he could kick anybody's ass. He's extremely strong.
Throws the ball harder than anybody else.
Thank you for coming out.
Hey, thank you guys, man.
Great seeing you. Wednesday night, Don and Mike Gutterballs taking on the Job Squad. Wednesday night, we're going to be bowling in New Jersey at the Linden Lanes in Linden, New Jersey. Uh-huh. Jersey Lanes is located at 30 Park Avenue.
It's really a nice halfway spot between New York and D.C., so everyone should come out.
Very good.
Is Bonnie calling back? Or what? Or is she pissed?
As soon as she stops crying.
You're very distracted right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're not really thinking about Bonnie at all, are you? You're thinking about Regis Philbin.
Of course. Hello, DJ Don.
Hello.
That would be ultimate.
I don't really appreciate your goofing on Rush. He's a great guy.
Oh, please.
Everybody is concerned about his health.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's full of crap.
If his hearing is improved, thank God for that.
Oh, yeah. That guy, he's a great American. I got news for you.
You guys goof on him.
He's a disc jockey.
I'm jealous because he's making $35 million a year.
Well, you got a point there.
Yeah, hey, you want to know something?
Listen.
Look at a picture of you in the paper.
Yeah.
On J. Dennis Hastert. That's your clone, right? You're about as big as he is, aren't you?
He's bringing the Speaker of the House into this. You know. Let me tell you something right now. You'll notice that Rush is getting his hearing back. You'll notice. That is the theory, that it is all one big scam. So
and
you go ahead and buy into that.
And listen, Rush Limbaugh is no great American.
He's more people to listen to him. God bless him.
He's no great American.
Yes,
please.
He is.
You know what he is? He's a disc jockey. He's a disc jockey doing an act,
yeah,
man.
He found an act, and it clicked, and it's an act. It's
Guys,
a routine.
Jealous, that's the bottom line.
You know what? You know, I heard, really, the truth is that he's communist.
Yeah, and if we're so jealous and we're so bad, why are you listening to us and calling us?
Well, I've been listening to your show off and on for a few years now. You guys are the pits.
No, we're the pits, but you're still listening.
Yeah, well, you goof on certain people. It really aggravates the hell out of me.
All right, well, that's like, what it's supposed to
like,
do.
Like, for example, Jerry Lewis. I mean, why do you go on and on Jerry Lewis?
He's an idiot.
Well, who buzz, Jerry Lewis or this guy?
Well, both. But.
Hey, well, okay, so you got Jerry Lewis, Rush Limbaugh. What do you have, a Larry King poster, too?
Call yourselves idiots. That's terrible.
What?
Call yourselves idiots. That's pretty bad.
Where are you from, sir?
Bayonne.
Bayonne, New Jersey.
That's not in New York. That's in Jersey.
Well, you say you've been listening for 3 years. We haven't been on in that area for 3 years.
Well, I think he said a few years. I think he said a few. He maybe said two.
He's got it about right.
Really? Okay. Yeah, well, like a year and a half.
All right.
So if Rush is getting his hearing back, does this mean he didn't have syphilis?
I don't know. All I know is that we got
wise asses.
All I know is that we got one diehard fan right here, man.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you, George. Thank you for listening every day.
Thanks for telling us we're the pits.
Thanks.
There you go.
Go ahead, hang up. Hey, keep listening to the show to hear if we're going to talk about you anymore.
Another friend made.
Oh, listen, Buzz, that guy, we get those calls all the time.
I know.
I hate you, but he can say everything that we've said on the show. All right, Don, we'll give you 30 seconds. Here we go. Hello, DJ Don. DJ Don, here's the question.
This is exciting.
This is our nation's capital. Is it Beirut, Beijing, Baltimore, or Washington, D.C.?
I don't know.
Me no know.
I got no place to go.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going? It's Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Do you remember back in elementary school how they used to have those little tests where they sat and put the headphones over you and you hear a little sound?
Yeah, I took those tests a lot.
Sure.
Could you imagine how retarded Rush looked when he just sat there?
Oh, you mean to have the test for his hearing? If there was such a test ever done?
I mean, you heard the call saying that, you know, he's taking calls and he's hearing them now.
I had a guy yesterday say to me, a guy in the doctor's office was saying that Rush Limbaugh's voice now sounds absolutely normal.
Amazing.
Right. Remember like 2 months ago I told you his voice was sounding weird? All of a sudden now his voice sounds great.
When it first happened, I told you there would be the miraculous recovery, that he would get some sort of new treatment, and it would be unprecedented. Get ready when he brings his doctors. This is incredible. It got really bad there for a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rush Limbaugh. I want to bring in Dr. Giggles, also Dr. Demento, Dr. Detroit. Here they are, sitting down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is I'll tell you right now, I cannot believe the miraculous recovery. I want to thank the the incredible stupidity of my listening audience, especially George and Bayonne. George and Bayonne, who thinks I am a great citizen, and I'm not lying to you, but ladies and gentlemen, I have been. I've been lying all the way through, and that's why I talked about being completely deaf in one ear and almost totally deaf in the other ear, and now I'm taking regular phone calls in less than a week's time.
I would like to welcome the man who made this all possible for me, Ms. Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper,
there he is.
Please come on in, Dr. Pepper.
He's my spicy doctor.
Hello, Jared.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi, Jared.
The guy that just called that's all offended about you guys messing with Rush.
Yeah.
Why did he continue to listen to you guys? Why, if something causes you pain, like say, why would you keep slamming your car, your nuts in the car door?
Sometimes
you know it's going to hurt.
Because some people think it feels good.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, the guy's a closet fan of the show.
Well, they can think that he's good, but. Oh, man, I don't know.
No, listen, I know we got a break, Rob. We got tons of people like that who hate the show, but they listen every day.
They like the pain.
God bless them. Kenny.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I don't know if you know Art Bell.
Art Bell, the overnight disc jockey, the UFO disc jockey?
Yeah, the UFO disc jockey.
Yeah.
He heard about this study in Princeton where if a lot of people concentrate on one thing, and they try to put all their positive energy into it, it can make it happen. And last night he did this whole entire thing about concentrating on making Rush's the cilia grow back in his ears.
Wow. God.
And I did it just as a fluke, and I guess it worked.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yay!
Good work.
Hold on.
Jesus Christ, I'm getting worried about the United States.
Hold on a second. What you're saying is that there's a disc jockey who is saying that everyone should concentrate so that Rush Limbaugh gets his hearing back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because apparently our
and you did it?
Mm-hmm. What?
You did it?
Yeah, I did it. Laying in bed in the middle of the night, can't get to sleep.
Oh, God damn it.
Listening to UFO dish jockey.
Honey, listen, watch the Home Shopping Network or something.
Yeah, do needlepoint.
No, because then I buy the stuff.
Yeah, all right. Charity work, anything. Okay.
Hello, Pete.
God, what an FDA.
Pete. John, Mike, Buzz, you know
email.
I'm going to defend
I thought you meant
the air here.
What, Pete?
I'm going to defend you on the air here.
Really?
Yeah. I was actually going to call in today. This is a good timing. Let me tell you, I've been listening to you guys since you guys were on AVA, and for anybody who thinks that they can do a show like yours and put on a quality program day after day, let me tell you, they've got another thing coming.
What the hell are you laughing at, Buzz?
I'm sorry.
Buzz is over there. Buzz is just slapping his side over there.
This is funny stuff.
This is quality show day after day.
Oh, day after day.
Marcia, you should have heard them. They were, a guy called in and said they do a quality show. I couldn't contain myself. I normally don't laugh during the show, but let me tell you.
That was a moment.
Now I'm getting it from Buzz, too. I tell you.
No, you're not.
No.
You guys in New York.
No.
It's very nice.
Buzz is giving it to us, not to you.
Buzz
is out of nowhere. I hear you chuckling.
That's a rich one. No, I was actually, Don was nodding in sort of a mocking way, and I was chuckling at that.
That was silence on my part.
Yes, it was.
Well, and we know why Buzz was laughing.
This is good smoke.
Now, listen,
I know
Pete.
Mike's over there saying, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, and that's why I didn't call in.
No, really, I would say that if I felt that. I don't think so. I think you're giving us a legitimate compliment, and I think I'm probably the only one on this show that is completely taking it to heart.
No, I'm serious. I mean, back when
Pete?
You guys inspired me to do a small college show.
Okay. Thank you, Pete. We got a break. I'm sorry, we've got to break, Mike.
Okay.
We got a break, and we've got the star of the porno movie on the line who we got to talk to in our next break.
Right.
Hey, listen, Dennis, we got to do a contest here, and we need you to hold on the line, okay?
Okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom, because thank God, okay?
All right, go to the bathroom.
I have to go number two right now.
Okay, go number two. Call back. But don't call back on the hotline.
I know. I'll call back.
All right. Go.
I want
to talk to you about your porno this weekend.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
All right, go have a nice BM.
What? Oh, come on.
Just go. If you have to dump, I'm grossed out by the idea of you passing your quarter pounder with cheese into the bowl.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
All right, call right back.
Okay.
All right, bye. Everybody else.
Have a better day.
All right, bye. Bye, Dennis.
Okay.
We'll have him on in a second to talk about his porno shoot. While Dennis goes to take a dump, let's clear the lines, give everybody an equal chance to win. 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now. And God, I hope Regis Philbin does not call during the commercial break. We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Delightful! This is the best show we've ever done! It's Dark Pants Time, the Don and Mike Show.
Let's get a call 100. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Right. Hi, what's your name?
Vince.
Hey, Vince, where are you from?
Fredericksburg.
This, you got the WWF No Mercy prize pack. That's from Comcast, Cox Cable. WWF No Mercy in demand in your home. Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Oh, this is where the girl Stacy, who was on the show yesterday, will be wrestling in lingerie. Stacy Keebler. That's Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pay-per-view. And enjoy it. Comcast, Cox Cable System, WWF No Mercy. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on just a second, please. Okay, now how am I going to find Dennis on one of these lines?
Dennis was going number two, I know that.
Yeah. You think that's him, Rob? You want to guess that's him? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I am the 100th caller.
Hi, Dennis. See, these are all still contest callers.
Yeah, but that's his line, normally.
That's his special line.
I got a question for you, Don.
Yeah, what?
Are you still going to allow the How You Doing guy to have a cameo in Dennis' movie?
Did we ever say the How You Doing guy could have a cameo in Dennis's movie?
He did, very brief.
You want to retract that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, good idea.
I think so. The movie's just got to be Dennis and the Babes.
Dennis and the Babes. Dennis is the delivery man. Dennis is the cable guy.
Dennis is Santa Claus.
Is it now, what are the three? Is it Santa?
No. Santa's the climax.
It's the climax.
Oh.
It's pizza delivery.
Then the cable guy.
Uh-huh. And the postal worker?
No, there's only three.
Only three.
There's only
pizza
three.
Pizza guy, cable guy, Santa Claus.
That's it.
You don't think you could have the guy answering the door for the pizza man and go, "How you doing?"
Why is this important to you, sir?
Is this in fact the How You Doing guy?
No, it is absolutely not.
Do you know the How You Doing guy?
No, I don't know the How You Doing guy.
All right. Well, no. If we had said that, if I had thrown that out, I didn't mean it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, though.
Uh huh.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Someone's got the How You Doing guy's back.
How you doing guy just called.
You think that was the How You Doing
Absolutely.
Guy?
Absolutely.
Hmm. You know what I'm thinking now? I'm thinking either he called. I'm still thinking about the stupid millionaire.
No. I think there's the odds of that are
I'm thinking either they called when someone was on the phone or he's gone with someone else. Because by now, Mick Foley, he's been in the hot seat for 51 minutes.
Yeah, and she called, right? She called, but doesn't it take a long time tape that show?
She called to say they were starting the taping at 11.
Yeah.
And that it should be ready starting at 11. What do you think? I'd give it another hour?
Yeah, at least another hour. I think you'd be okay. God, that'd be amazing. If oh my God.
If they tried,
I don't want to be around you if that happened.
They tried to call and it was busy because Joe was ordering a sandwich.
Shed no tears because they will call and tell you when that lifeline has been spent.
Oh, will they really?
Ah, okay.
All right. Way to go, Rob. Good tip, Andrew.
Didn't know that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, I'm calling, I'm reading the Tribune right now, and there's a Rush Limbaugh story.
Yeah.
And there's a quote from Steve Dahl in here.
All right, what does Steve Dahl say? He's another disc jockey.
Yeah, right. I guess I'm not really from the Chicago area, but his quote is, "On radio, you've got to be honest if you're going to survive."
Well, I'd say Steve Dahl's an honest broadcaster.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, in what context?
He's basically giving Limbaugh pointers as to how to continue his show in light of his hearing loss.
Well, he's being kind, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, we've chosen not to.
And, you know, that pisses me off, too. I read somewhere that Anus in the Morning was kind.
Uh-huh.
I read the whole list in R&R of all the disc jockeys who were kind. I guess...
We don't have to be kind all the time.
I guess, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with this whole September 11th thing. That disc jockeys are afraid to do the stuff that they had done before.
I think so.
September 11th. It's like...
But we've changed also, but I mean, I think this is one...
Why can't you be happy that Rush Limbaugh's going deaf?
I'm not happy he's going deaf. I believe that this might be a scam. I still believe that.
Did that Tribune article say anything about either sofas or Canfield's diet chocolate soda?
Oh, yeah, I got a history with Steve Dahl. Hey, listen, when I say I'm happy Rush Limbaugh is going deaf, it's just, you know, I mean, I'm not... Here's why I'm happy. I'm happy because it's not a life-threatening illness,
right?
Okay?
Right.
And Rush Limbaugh, God knows, has got enough money that he could quit doing that stupid bully pulpit show that he does, and, right. and he could retire on some island somewhere.
Right.
So there certainly are people in a lot more dire straits in America than Rush Limbaugh.
And he's been very pompous. I mean, so there's some feeling of justice
yeah,
in that.
I mean, it depends on, you know, you can take the politics out of it, but I think he's been responsible for shrinking a lot of brains in America.
Hey, don't forget about the thing, even when the day he announced his death,
I'm still better than 99% of the disc jockeys out there.
But I maintain, just keep an eye on him, and let's watch the miraculous recovery, because I really still believe you're going to hear more about that.
Sure.
I think it's funny. I think you can hate me if you want to for saying that.
But I think, you think it's legit?
I think it's funny. No, I mean, we're goofing here. I don't think that it's a fake thing. I think it's real.
Really?
I think it's real, but I think... that he's tweaked it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That
yes.
it's as
yes.
not bad as he's making it out to be.
Right.
And if it was anybody else, I probably wouldn't have that reaction, but he's such an a-hole. And I'm, listen, I'm sure, God forbid, the day my kidney gives out and I'm, you know, eating dirt, there'd be disc jockeys laughing about me. I know it. It's the way the industry works.
And consultants.
Yeah, industry and consultants. Many, you know, many program directors across yes. America.
I just think it's really important to pay attention to this. I have an incredible intuition on this. I really, really do. It just seems to me that he wouldn't... That kind of hearing loss, I'd like to hear experts talk about it. I'd like to know how you could, you know, get back on after you've talked about, what, losing hearing entirely in one ear and then almost completely gone in the other ear, and then you're on...
And the quote was...
Less than a month later, and you're taking more phone calls.
The quote was, I will be deaf within a month.
Right.
I could not hear a phone caller today on my show.
Now, you can't do this. If you're stone deaf, you can't. It can't be done. You can't take calls and talk to them.
You can do it if you're stone, though.
Yes, that's been proven before.
You can't do it if you're stone deaf, though.
Right, dude.
Hey, man. Didn't you write Limbaugh?
Oh, I hate the fact. There's so many disc jockeys now are being phony nice because they think that this is what, you know, America wants. I think everybody feels bad about the events of September 11th. Everybody feels bad about the anthrax.
Well, I think putting it on the Rush Limbaugh level is not, you know, that's not where we're going to... Everybody's changed because of September 11th. I mean, that's the bottom line. But... You know, it'll manifest itself on this show in many different ways.
But, you know,
but Rush Limbaugh's not going to be one of the ways that it manifests itself.
And like the anus in the morning thing, you know, I was reading some account somewhere. It said, you know, Imus says, oh, Godspeed, do a great broadcast. This is the same guy who has wished people dead on the air.
Right.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
I've heard it.
I mean, I've heard it myself.
Stupid idiot, I wish you were dead right now. You had a heart attack, right? I wish you had cancer right now. I mean, I've done that type of stuff, too. I wish cancer on people before on the air.
It's part of the act.
Yeah, and just because something really bad happened, all of a sudden you're afraid to keep doing the same thing you've always done.
No, you gotta, you know, remember the history and, you know.
Hold on, Mike. One ring.
Oh, boy.
Two rings. Three rings.
Hello?
You know, I should have known. I'm looking over at the phone back. Can I hear the hotline? Was it Regis?
No, of course it wasn't.
Is it Regis?
I can't answer that call. When Regis calls, if he calls for the lifeline, I can't answer it on the air.
Hello, is this Tom? Is this Regis Philbin?
Yeah, this is Regis Philbin. How you doing?
What's your question?
I was there Wednesday night.
Oh, at the bowling match. Oh, Tom, listen, I got to go. We got, somebody more important on the line.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. His name is Dennis Murphy.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's much more important.
I'm better than he is.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yes. No. Back!
You got another cold, Tom?
No!
All right. Bye, Tom. No. Bye, Tom.
Roar.
No, I just moved past him, Mike. I'm sorry. Okay. Jimmy.
He's roaring.
In Brooklyn. Jimmy? You there? Too bad. That was a good call. It was a guy who wanted to come, he has a midget girlfriend. You know, next week on the show when we're up at NEW in New York, we're going to have the pumpkin sex show.
Right.
And this guy says the girlfriend is a midget.
Dwarf.
A dwarf. But she really wanted to have sex with a pumpkin on the show.
Very good.
Dennis Murphy, here he is. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Rock, how you doing?
Well, how'd everything go, Den?
Oh, it was nuclear.
Why was it liquid? Are you experiencing some stomach distress?
No, I had a beautiful Cajun tuna last night.
Cajun tuna?
Cajun tuna.
Cajun.
Okay, Cajun.
Cajun.
K-J-O-N.
Cajun.
Was it a little too spicy for your delicate stomach?
A little bit. My parents took me out for my 42nd birthday last night.
Oh, happy birthday. Nice.
Thank you.
So it was like what, like a Frappuccino coming out?
It was dark brown.
Dark brown and runny?
Yes.
Any burning?
Oh, no. It came out fine.
All right. Well, listen, Dennis, happy birthday.
Okay. You called that, Rob.
What?
Rob just called when he said he was going to do it. Rob said, I bet that's going to be sloppy. And Rob was absolutely right about the, characterizing Dennis's Duke.
Dennis's BM.
Uh-huh.
Dennis, are you ready for your porno tomorrow?
I'm ready for my porno. It's going to start, the film will start at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Wow. I'm supposed to meet that at a club in D.C.
Right. Any idea how many beautiful women are going to be making the porno with you?
He was telling me six.
Six girls.
Wow. So you're supposed to meet him at a club in the film
starts? Yeah, you know, like, it's going to be the night out with Dennis Murphy, and then we're going back to to someone's apartment to do the money shot.
What I think is, they're going to the bar to maybe to get the girls some glasses of courage.
We're not
going to
see Dennis like on autopsy or anything like that, are we?
I don't know. I don't know, Mike.
Good night. Mike, you want to be my bodyguard?
No, Dennis, I don't.
You call those videos where like girls squat?
Snuff.
Yeah, could be a snuff film.
Yeah,
Dennis. That could raise even more money for charity.
Dennis, if you walk into a room and there's plastic on the floor, get out. Get out as soon as you see that.
Don't worry, I'm getting.
Think how much we could make for charity with a snuff film, though.
Be pretty incredible.
With Dennis.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Right. Watch out for that, Dennis.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a good time. Listen to you. Do you have rubbers?
Just in case, I'll get my own supply.
Yes, some initiative, please.
Buy some rubbers, Dennis.
Okay.
Buy two?
Where to?
Right.
Yeah, buy some rubbers. And aren't you guys in agreement with me when the girls perform oral, Dennis should wear a rubber?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there should be all precautions taken in this.
Okay, okay. I will have solutions with me.
Wear a rubber and also an athletic tube sock.
I'll have my tube sock. Don't worry.
No, but I mean, have a sock on your thing also.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yes, okay.
All right, and Dennis, all I can say is good luck.
Okay.
Don't leave it in the locker room.
Try to have fun and relax.
Hopefully I'll have a good time. I will have time. It should be very interesting tomorrow night.
All right, and make sure Monday that is there going to be a raw videotape that we can watch on Monday's episode?
Dan said he could have the raw videotape. Monday.
Fantastic.
Well, then, Dennis, consider yourself invited.
Well, I can't. I'm on double secret probation.
At your job?
Yes.
All right, well, then, perhaps you can call
me. Dan will drop it by, don't worry.
All right, well, then we'll have the tape.
Mm-hmm.
We will view it Monday. We'll make any editing changes.
Yeah, what we're going to do is look at the raw tape, and we're going to say, put this here, put this there. Okay. You can do without that.
And, you know, no big stars ever go to watch their own rushes.
Right, exactly.
It's beneath them.
That's right. Dennis, don't forget, we want at least one shot of your ass.
Okay. No, but I will trust your judgment when you're editing the film.
And, Dennis, use the loofah this weekend.
Yeah. That's a sponge, Dennis.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to leave it back. Okay.
Wash good.
Exfoliate.
Okay, I'll make sure I have a big bubble bath.
Wash your genitals.
Yeah, watch, say, get all the stains off.
Okay. Well, you know, they did that to me a couple years ago.
Like, Dennis, like your lower back and stuff like that? Like right down where...
Get one of them loofahs on a stick.
Yeah, something they really can get you and really scrub down around the top of the buttock.
And as a courtesy, don't disregard your feet.
Right. All right. Hold on, Dennis. Lisa needs to talk to you, okay?
Okay. Hey, by the way, I'll be invading New York November 8th.
November 8th? What are you doing up there?
There was basketball playing a tournament, so if you need me on the 8th, just give me a call.
You can be right. Up at the garden?
Yeah, at the garden, correct.
All right, Dennis.
Okay.
Okay, listen, have a great time this weekend.
I'll call you Monday.
Do everything we wouldn't do. Enjoy having sex with 6 women as you make your porno debut, Murphy's Romance. We're going to be showing this movie at X-rated theaters in D.C. and in New York, with all proceeds going to the American Red Cross.
Very good.
And I can assure you there will be some lesbian action in the film also.
Very good.
Okay, so yeah, there better be some hot lesbian action.
Okay,
you got it.
I'll come with you on Monday.
Get back to your desk.
Well, I'm at the mechanical knuckle shake. I have to go drive back to my desk.
Oh, he's at the subway right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Dennis. Lisa needs to talk to you.
Okay, thank you, God. Right. Hey, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike?
Yes, Dennis?
Have a pleasant weekend.
You do the same.
And I'm thinking of you with my moofah and my bubble bath.
Yeah, see there, he's angry at me. He's bitter.
All right.
There's a lucky metro station toilet that was the recipient of Dennis Murphy's brown.
Oh, that's right. He took his BM in a
public toilet.
At the subway station.
Right.
I washed the toilet first.
You what?
I washed the seat before I sat.
You washed the toilet seat.
Yeah. That's good. That's a good thing to do.
Did you wash it after, though?
Oh, no.
No,
I mean, we're concerned about the people who follow you.
Well, the thing is, I did my business, so that's all that matters, correct?
You probably didn't flush.
Oh, I did flush.
Hey, you probably need to be a double pumper, though.
Well, there was a brown spot after the flush.
You know, Dennis offering a lot of detail on his BM.
Sure is. You know what that is? That's bad aim.
Yeah.
I mean, how tough is it really to sit on a commode and you know, hit the target?
It's like our guys
against the Taliban over there.
The brown spot is in the hole where the bowl.
It's a splatter.
Oh, I got you.
No.
Yeah. So what happens is he does his thing. The toilet then cycles through, and there's so much of it.
It splatters so high on the inside of the bowl that he can't get to it.
And also, am I getting this right, that some of it is like the trickle-back effect?
Right, yes. Exactly.
Correct. Does it look like a topographic map of Afghanistan?
Yes.
All right, Dan.
Oh, we killed those bastards.
Anyway, a little politically controversial there.
Super Patriot Dennis Murphy.
Now, if I could, I would be out in Afghanistan right now.
Never mind.
What?
Dennis, hold on. Never mind. I was going to say, it might be too much to send Dennis. What are you doing, Rob?
What?
All right, we all know there's not a lot of call in the Army for soldiers with one arm.
Right.
But what I was thinking is, Dennis, I might even have another adventure for you this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Although we're too late to get him a press pass for that big United We Stand concert.
One down
right?
RFK.
Yeah.
And he's going to be busy Saturday night.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. He's getting late on Saturday.
Yeah. It's Sunday.
It's
going to
be an all-night affair, I have a feeling.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because, this thing's Sundays all day, too. Michael Jackson, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Pete Diddy, Aerosmith, Ricky Martin, Train, James Brown, at RFK Stadium here in D.C. Dennis, hold on a second, please.
Okay, Don. I'll see you later, Mike.
Okay, Dennis.
Okay, hold on. Have a great time, Dennis.
Okay.
And about Michael Jackson, I know at the big United We Stand show here in D.C. on Sunday, Michael Jackson's going to be the grand finale.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then after that, he's going to bring everybody out on stage to sing some song with him.
Right.
I was reading, I don't remember which paper was it before the show today, that Knott's Berry Farm, I think it was, what's the amusement park my brother got fired from?
Knott's Berry Farm.
I think that's it, yeah.
In California.
For having a beard.
My brother refused to shave his beard, and they fired him at Knott's Berry Farm. Mm-hmm. It was at Knott's Berry Farm or something like that in Southern California for a Halloween poll.
Right.
They asked kids who's the scariest person of all time.
Right.
And, like, Frankenstein was number 4, Dracula was number 3, Freddy Krueger was number 2, Michael Jackson was number 1.
Not a goof.
Yeah, well,
not a
right.
goof.
I mean, when you turn your face into a mask,
yeah.
You know.
And besides, you know, I think kids maybe they know what might happen if they go to Never Never Land.
Yeah, they might not be coming back.
Right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
don't touch me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Mike.
Hello?
Hello, Mike.
Oh, this is Mike the TV boy, I think.
What is that first part? I didn't hear it. Regis saying, hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Are you using my real name?
Hi, Regis Philbin calling from the Millionaire Show. How you doing?
Hi, Regis. We're doing great.
Well, Eddie's $16,000. He's reached the $32,000 question and he's finding it kind of tough. So we're calling you for some help.
Okay, well, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Fine. You got 30 seconds. Right. And they start now. What animated TV series features a character whose favorite snack is cheesy poop? Rugrats, Powerpuff Girls, Simpsons, or South Park? You got 20 seconds.
Can you repeat that?
You're running out of time.
I didn't hear all four choices.
13 seconds.
I didn't hear all four choices.
Oh, no.
Rugrats, Powerpuff Girls.
Go with South Park. You're 100% yeah. sure.
South Park.
If you're sure, then that's great.
South Park.
Brenda. He's 100%. He knows what he's talking about.
So South Park.
South Park. Final answer. He's 100% correct.
There you go, Don. Nicely done, Don.
See, right there, I'd be a big loser on that one.
Right.
I didn't know that.
But he's there. The brains is there to help you out.
Yeah. Maybe I will cheat.
How you doing?
I'm doing. Maybe I will cheat when you guys, if they call. Okay, I will cheat.
You just
write down the answer
real quick.
Or maybe I'll know it. Maybe it'll be a real dumb guy question.
Right.
Yeah, what else, Regis?
Hi.
Hi. Regis?
I'm Rick Dees in the morning.
Hey. Oh. Hey, it's Rick Dees. Hi, Rick.
How's your mom?
Mom's fine. Thank you, Rick.
So's mine, Rick. What's so funny about that?
You touched a nerve with me.
Really?
Really? How's that, Rick?
You owe me $100.
Why? Why do I owe you $100? Oh, for that? For what your mom did to me?
That's right, you idiot.
Oh, your mom said she was doing that to me for free, Rick.
You're an idiot.
I didn't know your mom charged to do that to disc jockeys.
How's your wife? Is she okay?
She's great. Thank you for asking, Rick.
Wow.
I just think that certain people in radio are the stupidest, lowest dregs of all society.
Are you talking about us on the Don and Mike show, Rick?
Don Geronimo.
Oh. Wow, I guess so.
He's got some tape of Rick, like, just going off on me.
Boy, it sounds like Rick's upset.
Are you really mad, Rick?
Mike?
Yeah, Rick.
Ream me. I'm ready for you.
Wow.
Okay, Rick.
No idea.
Absolutely. Here we go.
How'd you like it?
Want to have a little speed? It's me, it's Rick Dees. I need some speed.
Is this a combination of real Rick Dees tapes and fake Rick Dees tapes?
Well, I don't know what he's doing here.
I don't know.
Might be one of those times we have to talk to Mike, the TV icon.
Who do you want, Rob?
Don Geronimo.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
How's your mom?
Okay, Mike, the TV boy, we need you to pick up the phone for a second.
Yeah, come on, it's not working.
Is Rick Dees here to please?
Okay, Mike, the TV boy, pick up the phone for a second. Tear down the third wall. He won't do it.
Sometimes he won't.
He won't do it. Are you playing us tapes of the real Rick Dees?
He doesn't have a yes one.
That's right.
That's right.
That's okay. Right. Okay, so these are tapes of the real Rick Dees. You know, he's a quirky performer.
Yes, he is indeed.
You touched a nerve with me.
See?
Right. And sometimes it's just he gets what he wants. You know, it's difficult to communicate.
I'm Rick Dees in the morning.
That's real. That's real right there.
Stop it.
That might have been Rick Dees, too, like doing some stupid bit.
Right.
What do you think about radio people, Rick?
I just think that certain people in radio are the stupidest, lowest dregs of all society.
Thank you, Rick.
Who do you hate the most in radio, Rick?
Don Geronimo.
There you go.
Ah, okay. Well, he answered that question.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Regis.
You're an idiot.
Okay. I got that. Thanks, Rick. But Rick?
How are you?
Oh, it's Regis.
That's Regis.
Regis again.
Regis Philbin.
Do you not have a goodbye tape?
Yes.
Oh, you do? All right, well then, goodbye.
You're definitely right for $500.
See, he doesn't have a tape. He just says goodbye.
Goodbye, Mike, the TV icon boy.
Goodbye. Just play any tape. Just play any tape. Just play anything.
Weird. Could this be another guy? I mean,
no.
It's the same guy as usual?
No, I think Lisa screened it. And I think it's Mike the TV boy.
Mike, pick up!
Hey, Lisa, did you screen this guy?
Mike would normally pick up by
Yeah, he
now.
Would normally pick up by
ask him to.
Yes.
No.
Hey, Lisa, who screened this guy? I mean, whoever he is, he's got some good Rick Deeds tapes.
I screened him, but he wouldn't come out of character for me either.
Oh, so this might not be the original Mike the TV
Icon
Boy.
Does Mike the TV Icon Boy normally talk?
I don't know. I've never screened him before.
All right.
So he just came on as Regis, and I said...
He's a mystery. Right. He's an enigma.
Yeah, and Mike the TV Icon Boy normally has the starts and finishes down a little bit better.
Yeah, he'll have his opens and his closes.
And he's talked to you,
and
right?
And I speak to him. Yeah, I mean, we're friendly. Like, he'll call even when he doesn't come on the air.
Yeah, this is an imposter.
All right, well, this guy's got some good tape.
Yeah, you just got to tweak it up a little bit.
Better equipment. You got the good Regis Philbin tapes, the good Rick Deeds tapes.
Yes.
Yes, okay, yes. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, bye-bye.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
A little more psycho.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. I'm sorry, what am I doing there? You know what that was, folks? That was right, Rob.
Yeah, I know. We tried.
That was a train wreck. I mean, that had some potential, though.
It had great potential. Mike the TV Icon Boy is the guy. Yeah. He is the main guy for doing that.
But that guy had the good idea. You call up his Regis. You got the thing for me with the test on the millionaire. Mm-hmm. And then you got the tapes of Rick Dees saying that, you know, that I'm an idiot.
Right.
Well, that's great, but you got to have a wraparound.
Got to do it. Got to be able to communicate.
You got
to
have the beginning, the middle, and the end. I mean, come on, folks. Listen, please. You're making us do the show today. We like it so much better when you guys do the show for us.
What are you doing to us here?
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
You like creme anglaise?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Oh,
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
Well, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing ZD now?
Hey, Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn right, I say. They call on the local lines, too, at 202-432-1067.
Mammals, not reptiles. Don and Mike.
Or the national line, 877-365-3636. Still to come today, Black and White, Ebony and Ivory. Charlie Stossel and Mr. 40 will be reviewing movies. Very exciting. Terry Bradshaw. Pick the pros of the Scab and Bleed today, the NFL segment. Monday... Oh, I'm going to have a zoophile on.
Oh, really?
Zoophile time.
Another one of those doggy lovers?
Nope.
What's he like?
You ever wonder what it's like to have sex with a dolphin?
Oh, my God. Right. Oh, my God.
Guy's got a website with instructions.
Pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah. We got him as a guest.
Jesus.
Also, on Monday, we will be viewing Dennis's, the raw footage from Dennis's porno.
Yes.
We'll be viewing that and editing that on Monday.
It'll be a dirty little show on Monday.
And, Monday also... We're going to start soliciting, just for our New York listeners, we're going to find, I'm going to say this very carefully, pumpkin puckers.
Yes.
Okay.
I was just processing it. It's a little complicated.
Guys and girls.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin puckers.
Guys and girls who want to puck a pumpkin. We're going to have pumpkin pucking on the show next week. Guys and girls.
Fascinating.
Yeah, that's part of our big Halloween treat.
Wow.
Which is for cash, for big money, courtesy of Simply Wireless. And listen, they could not be prouder.
Oh, yes.
That they've married themselves to this bit.
They're very, very excited about it.
I had a meeting with the nice people of Simply Wireless. They were nice enough to give us $6,000 to give away.
They said,
how are you going to do it? I said, well, a variety of contests. I'm going to be very clever and come up with...
how about this with a pumpkin?
No, I didn't tell them this. Oh. They're finding out about it now.
Oh, they are.
Yes. Simply Wireless. Sprint PCS. Go to simplywireless.com. With a one-year Sprint PCS Advantage Agreement, you get 350 anytime minutes and over 2,000 night and weekend minutes. Sprint PCS on simplywireless.com. We thank them for the money that we'll be giving away. We're going to give away thousands of dollars next week.
Watch out for the seeds.
To the pumpkin puckers. And yes, this is open to both guys and gals.
All right.
Guys will be cutting a hole in the pumpkin,
disgusting. How disgusting is that?
They jack-o'-lantern.
And I'm curious about the women.
They're going to be using the sprout thing that comes out of the top.
Wow, that's a little sharp.
Well, we're gonna put some kind of protective glove
perhaps
on it.
Perhaps a little tickler on it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so that's what's happening.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen next week on the show. Now a Friday thing. Here we go.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
One of our favorites, a true television star, and now
I am.
Star of the brand new movie with Robert Redford.
Good afternoon.
Please welcome James Gandolfini.
Hello, Don. Nice to see you again. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, James.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to see you, Rob. Robert, good to see you. How are each and every one of you? It's good to see you, and I'm very, very happy to be back in the nation's capital.
What is the name of this movie that you're in this
week? Last Castle.
The Last Castle, right?
Last Castle is a fabulous film. I play Colonel Winter, and I have a battle with Robert Redford, a marvelous, just a super talented actor. And what we're trying to do is, create a tension that I think works very well on the screen, as I am the warden of this prison, and he is a general who's been in prison for
disobeying orders. Yes. Tony around?
Who?
Tony Soprano?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
See, not that James Gandolfini is a bad guest, but...
Tony,
I mean, did he
come over here?
He gets right into that boring PR spin about the pumpkin.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
I was driving it out of the pumpkin thing. I hope the guy's going to do pumpkins.
Yeah.
He's going to really take it and do it, get the goo?
Yeah.
That is so funny. That's incredible. I can't believe you can have people do pumpkins. You guys are nuts. You guys are absolutely out of your minds. I can't believe it. You going to bring them into the studio and have the pumpkin?
Yeah.
That's so effing hot. I can't believe
guys
it.
Guys and girls.
You guys. You kill me. How you doing? Hey, how you doing? How's it going?
I know that James, who was working on this movie with Robert Redford.
You know, can I tell you something serious? I listened to that segment, and I...
What are you eating?
I had a couple of gummy worms. I like gummy worms. I like it when they interview them. I don't like the rhythm of the interview the way it goes.
With James Gandolfini?
It doesn't sound good. I don't think people that are listening on Radio Land really get a sense of, my character when I'm doing the show, because you listen to him talking about his movie, Robert Redford, all the people and stuff like that. Some about him I don't like.
What about Robert Redford? What was it like working with Robert Redford?
I mean, he's a fag.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a big fag.
Because, see, I know I'll get the true answer from you. He was giving me all that art stuff about it, so I'm thrilled to work with him.
We're doing the movie, we want to go out to see, different places, and look at the adult places. We want to go some teas, go look some teas. I say, Bob, you want to go to some teas? We're going up the street, we're going to go to the strip joint up there. He said, no, I got to go write a thing for my foundation, all this crap, charity work, and all that. I said, come on, get the bike in the car, come on, we're going to go some teas. Come on, Robert.
See, most people cannot...
Robert Redford.
Most people cannot differentiate...
Robert Redford.
The fact that there's James Gandolfini...
Yeah, there's Tony Soprano.
And there's Tony Soprano. They're really
distinctly different personas, two distinctly different personalities, but I don't care about that. I'm bored. I'm bored as S.
Why?
No, they're here for the show. I mean, I got to get back on the air. You know, when you sit there, this guy, David...
David Chase?
Chase, yeah. I mean, there's a problem with this guy. He doesn't like to work hard, I think he's a fag.
Now, the Sopranos...
This is a pussy. I said, come on, put the thing on the air. How rough is it? We go down to a warehouse in Queens, we do the show, you put it on the air, you got it. Oh, I have to be creative with all my problems and stuff. I said, come on!
The Sopranos is not even...
Whack a guy. You have me whack a couple of guys, you got your script, the guy said, you fag.
The Sopranos is not even going to be on for another year, maybe, something?
Yeah, I want to see Annabella Sciorri. I want to do some more scenes with her. Oh. The lady from the car dealership.
Oh, yeah.
The lady sold the Mercedes.
Oh, you scrape her nipples. What did the guys say that they would...
Scrape her nipples off the...
I gave David Chase several ideas for the good script. The problem is he's got, you know, he's got all these highfalutin things about what he wants to do with plot lines and stuff. I said, here's a script for you. Tony gets back together with Annabelle Scoscoria.
The girl who sells Mercedes.
And then, you know, she gets fond of that. She gets heavy again. She wants to, like, you know, she wants to come into Calm's house and stuff like that and mess with Calm. And then I whack her.
And you kill her.
Yeah, episode one. Really effing complex. Isn't it? Come
on. What do you got for episode two?
Episode two? I have a fight with one of my crew.
Yeah.
I have a fight with Silvio.
Yeah.
Okay? Silvio really starts bad-talking me, okay? I don't kill him because he wants to keep us regular. You know,
I love
little
Silvio.
Little Stevie. No, he's not going anywhere. But I get really pissed at him, and I take a shot at him. I wing him. I shoot him in the arm, right? And then that starts the whole thing with Silvio saying, hey, I can't deal with this. He goes to New York, and he deals with the other guys, and then he tried to get me, and then I try to get them. And then Uncle June dies of cancer. Isn't that great?
Let me talk to James again.
You really want to?
Yeah, I'd like to get his input on the Sopranos.
No, James, hey, Frank, come on over here. Don wants to talk to you. Come on over here.
James Gandolfini now.
Hi, Don.
James?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the fact that you're having to wait to make the new season of The Sopranos?
Well, I think that, you know, normally David has put a tremendous amount of effort into each and every one of these scripts, and he's a fantastic performer and writer, talent, and sometimes you can't rush quality writing, and the writing is delicious.
Do you have any thoughts about the plot lines for the first couple of episodes?
That's where I back off. I don't have any desire to get involved in that because I think there's a... You know, there's a hierarchy when you're doing a program like Sopranos that you should let the creative process take its run and not get involved in what you do. I act, he writes, and he is simply a delicious writer.
Did you hear Tony's
Robert, excuse me, my assistant's here. Robert, could you get me a glass of water, please? Thank you. Yes, Donald.
Right now, yeah. Wait, now your assistant who's going
David
to get
Chase
the water.
Is a marvelous talent. May I just add that?
Your assistant who's named Robert, and I know you call Rob Spiewak Robert.
Yes, I am.
Called Robert Redford Robert.
Yes, Robert.
I thought his friends called him Bob.
Well, like, I don't want to offend.
Bob Redford.
Well, if you'll notice, Tony Soprano called him Robert. I called him Bob Redford, and Bob and I had wonderful, marvelous talks on the set of The Last Castle. He's so much to offer as an actor.
He's so freaking old.
As a humanitarian.
His skin is, it's like, looks like one of those purses my wife would buy.
No. There's no need to be that harsh. He's just a giant of a talent. And, you know, I'm a big fan. And when I go into something, I was a little in awe. I don't mind telling you, you know, working with him, he's a good guy and really, really talented.
Can I talk to Tony again?
He's just terrific. He's so fantastic.
Can I talk to Tony?
What?
I'd like to talk to Tony about Bob Redford.
All right, hold on just a second.
Because let me see if I got the quote straight. He's
Anthony?
He's an incredible talent.
Anthony, Donald would like to talk to you.
James Gandolfini, he plays all these roles.
That's okay. Little flag. All that talk, what's he doing? Talking about that crap. The crowd always is big talent. Hey, he's got the guy always running all the guy. I don't know. I ain't in awe. Let me tell you something right now. I'm not in awe of nobody. Well, you understand me? I'm not in awe of nobody. Nobody tells me what to do. Nobody puts me in awe. That's the way. What the F is he doing here?
Who, Buzz?
Yeah. That's the same guy that liked the pictures of AJ.
No, that's was true. And
that's the guy.
True.
That's the guy you said. You were telling me a few minutes ago, the guy can't bowl. But he had three strikes the other night, right?
I did.
Looked like a retard. All right, there we go. Hey, about what?
Hey.
How you doing? All right. Now, listen, I want you to know what's up, Burbank.
Uh-huh.
I got my eyes on you.
Yeah, see, okay. He remember, I didn't even bring it up this
time. I know.
You
know,
just the fact that
there was an episode of The Sopranos.
True, hey, check it out. This is a Rolodex, you see. I got a photographic memory.
There was
a photographic memory.
There was an episode of The Sopranos where AJ was coming out of the pool.
Hey, Robert.
Chubby.
You want a gummy worm?
Yeah.
All right, Bob.
There was an episode of The Sopranos where AJ's coming out of the pool, and Buzz put it on his computer as a screen.
No, that never happened.
You did. No, I'll tell you right now.
I didn't do that. Don made that up just to make you angry at me, Tom.
Yeah, you know, something like that. I'll tell you right now, there's going to be a chance you're going to be walking down the street one day. You're going to think everything's fine. Like, what's your wife's name?
Marcia.
Yeah, you'll be the wife. You'll be walking down Marcia. Hey, what a lovely evening it is. And then they go, bah, bah, right there. And it's all over. That's what happens when you get dirty pictures of AJ. You
want to
look at his
happened.
Nipples.
No, I don't.
You want to look at his nipples.
No, I really
Come
don't.
Come on, you want to look at his nipples.
No, I don't.
Robert Redford. Bob Redford.
Yeah, he's a fag.
He's a fag. Okay, but...
You think he's an old guy, right?
I don't know. Let me tell you, Don, we can talk, right?
Yes.
Let me tell you, sir, I don't know if he's a fag. I just think, you know, when I call a fag, I use the term loosely. You know what I mean? I'm not going to just say the guy likes men. I would say he's just kind of
doesn't like to suck D.
Hey, no, I don't think he does. He gets too much of this thing. Everyone wants to bang Bob. Let me tell you something. On that set, the crew, you know, all the chicks, they come around. They really wanted to bang him.
Anybody want to bang you?
No. No. No, they say, hey, we don't want the bald guy. I got some pretty good stink after the Sopranos episodes, because, you know, when we were really super hot,
yeah,
getting all the Emmys, and said, what's this deal with the Emmys, postpone the Emmys? Get the Emmy Award. I want to pick up my prize. Well, I want to get my prize. I don't care about all the crap.
Well, now,
give me my prize. Don't be crying. Don't go, what are you going to call to a rock? I'll go over there. I'll take my crew over there and get that.
Don't you feel like many celebrities like Dennis Franz, who came out and said, you know what, the Emmys really are not that important in the big scheme. Let's just cancel them.
No.
No?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think we go on, life goes on, and give me my award. If I earned it, people like it, I'm talented. People like to watch me. I think I ought to be able to collect my prize. That's what I want. I want to put the Emmy Award up there and go, hey, look at that. Tony Soprano got an Emmy Award. Hey, how about that? Bada bing. Hey.
Let me talk to Anthony again.
Oh, right. No, I want to stay.
No. Let me, or what's his name? James. Let me go to James.
Hey, James.
James.
Hey,
Anthony is the son. I'm going to ask about Anthony.
Get over here. Come on now. Oh,
see, I bet that James realizes the whole thing with Anthony's a joke.
Oh, my.
I hope so.
Oh, my. He is just way over the top violent today. Like, he is just really, really starting to bother me.
Your television son, Anthony.
I'm very upset.
Your television son, Anthony?
Yes. Robert Eiler.
Another
Robert.
Yes, Robert.
Okay.
Redford, Robert Eiler, and my assistant, Robert.
And standing right behind me?
Robert Spiewak.
What would you say, James Gandolfini, if I said, your television son, Anthony?
Yes.
AJ.
Yeah.
There was an episode of the show where he came out of the pool.
Right.
And Buzz took that picture and put it on his computer as a screensaver.
I never did that.
Oh, that's a shame.
James, I never did.
Maybe therapy for that.
No, Don made that up to try to make Tony angry, James. Oh, I never did.
I'm not angry at you, Buzz. There's not an angry bone in my body. I'm not going to...
I knew you'd be reasonable.
I think you might need some help with that, but I'm not going to get angry. I mean, you shouldn't have little boys' pictures on your screensaver. It's not good with a naked boy, half-naked boy coming out of the pool.
It's a misconception.
It's a bad thing, Buzz.
I never actually...
How do you feel about the Emmy Awards?
I think it's a good idea maybe to postpone them. I'm not all in favor of having them at all.
Even though you're supposed to win one.
I'm not concerned about that. That's not my makeup. I think that really, if people want to get an award, they could send them through the mail, or they could have another quiet ceremony without making a big, you know, hoopla and to-do. I think that's way too much.
And finally, listen, I know we're up on a break.
It's not good for the national consciousness right now.
I want to ask you.
Robert, could you get me my grapes?
This movie, the Castle movie that you're in?
The Last Castle.
The Last Castle. Can you tell
me? Myself, James Gandolfini. Gandolfini with Robert Redford.
Could you tell me, honestly?
Yeah.
How do you rate the movie? I mean, is it a good one? Is it a stinker?
I think it's a fine film. I think it's an inspiring film. I think you'll get a lot out of it. And I think it's something that in these troubled times people can grab hold of and really feel patriotic about. I think you'll enjoy the last half hour of the film. It'll make you feel very special to be in America.
Can I talk to Tony?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anthony? Jesus, what a fag.
Okay, what?
God, I want to smack him just to hear him talk. He pisses me off so bad.
All right, well, tell me really about
it. Come on, it's a movie. It's a stupid movie. What are your big question about? What do you think? It's a good movie? Yeah, it's a good movie. Go eat your popcorn and you go home and get laid.
But now, do you think it's a good movie?
It's a little too wordy. Yeah, a little too much dialogue, but that's my thing. I like to watch, I like to have a few more, shoot 'em outs and stuff like that. You know, a few more bad guys. A little more of the gratuitous violence.
Gratuitous violence?
Yeah, that's the word, Mr. Vocabulary. That's the way he goes. Hey, it's Charlie Broyhill. Hey, Charlie. Love that guy. That's a guy. Now, that's my guy here. He's good. No, yep. We go out, we eat. You know, you go out to a restaurant, you eat. You don't have to waste the time with all the yap-yap-yap crap. See, that's garbage. It really is. It's totally garbage.
You just saw him walk by the window, didn't you?
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like him. He's a good guy. Charlie Boyle and I go back a ways. You know, he's the one guy I come to Washington, D.C. He's the guy I like to look for. I like to see him. He's really good. I miss him that he's not hanging around no more. You know that? Now he's up at the... They said he got a promotion. That killed me. He got a promotion. He's up at the Great Ape House.
Have you met Lisa?
Yeah. Yeah.
And?
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
She married?
No, she got a boyfriend, though.
She Russian?
No, she's not Russian.
I'm out.
She's not Russian.
All right.
Well, let me talk to James again.
First. Yeah, hold on just a second.
While James is coming in, let me say, we're going to take...
Jiminy Glick.
We're going to take two calls right now for low-budget Jeopardy at 877-365-3636.
Hi. Man, he's really full of himself today.
Did you meet our producer, Lisa Herndon?
Yeah, she's lovely. Very talented, I understand. Mm-hmm. It's so good that women are being put in these important roles on radio programs, and I think you're to be applauded on that. I think that's terrific.
What about Charles Broyhill, our former producer?
He's a baboon. He is so... really, I met him the last time I was here, one of the earlier times that I was here, and he just lacks in all social graces. He eats with his hands, there are crumbs under his feet, and I don't like him. And he passes gas. I've got to alert you to that fact, too. Not a pleasant man, not a pleasant chap to be around. He's really not he's not a fine chap at all. Don't care for him. He doesn't spend any time on his hair. He just cuts it like with a straight razor or something. Robert could give him a good haircut. Robert cuts my hair.
Robert?
Yeah, Robert.
Your assistant, Robert?
Yeah, he gives me a trim every day. Each and every day. Wonderful, talented man.
Jim, we're going to take a break.
Now, yeah, I have to go powder my nose.
When we come back now, is there going to be this battle between who gets to do the next part of the bit here?
Please don't put me in that position. You know you always do, and there's only one person that wins those battles. It's the bully. It's the big bully syndrome. So I suppose if you're going to put me there, you'll have, the mafia boy.
Can I talk to him for a second then?
All right.
Just for a second.
Anthony? Yeah, there's going to be a battle. There's going to be a battle when you're picking your eyes up off the sidewalk.
You want to do the game part of the show?
Yeah, I want to do the whole thing. I don't think you can talk to James all the time. Mr. Highfalutin, actor schmack, the guy. Screw him. Come on. Bite me. Okay. Bite me in my beanbag.
Okay, we'll take fag. The first two calls right now.
Come on.
For Jeopardy. We'll be right back.
Don and Mike Show.
His sister, on the other hand, gave herself a lot of options, such as Bowdoin, Holy Cross, Georgetown.
You know that Georgetown is a total reach for me.
Oh, please, they'd be crazy not to want you.
If I can get in there, that means I probably can get into Berkeley.
Over my dead body.
There are more Nobel Prize winners in the San Francisco Bay Area than anywhere on the planet.
Nobel Prize for what? Back in fudge?
There you go.
It will remind you of a donkey you once saw.
Magnificent.
Magnificent. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Tony.
How you doing?
The Don and Mike Gutter Balls, our suck-ass bowling team, we're 0-2.
Hey, you suck.
We're playing next Wednesday night.
Hey, you suck.
Wednesday night, come see us take on the Job Squad.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun.
Wednesday night at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey.
Oh, you're going to be in Linden?
Yeah, Jersey Lanes is located.
I'll come out and see you.
Located at 30 Park Avenue.
I'd like to bow with you. Is there a chance I can bowl with you?
Yeah. You wouldn't know that if you went to WNEW.com, but...
Why, they're not putting anything on the website?
No, they're not putting it up, but...
You want me to talk to some people?
Would you please?
Are they not giving you the kind of respect you deserve?
Well, I'd like to be able to go to WNEW.com and see our event promoted with the rest of the station stuff.
Yeah, I would too. I just... They don't care.
Well,
they don't care because you're not up there all the time.
You know who it is?
It's Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take care of him.
Would you please?
I just snap his leg. His femur... I could snap it between my thumb and forefinger.
Wow. Before we play the game, let me show you just a brief exercise on how these guys think differently.
Yeah.
Can I, in one word, describe Jeremy Coleman?
Who would you like to describe him?
Well, I would like each of you to describe him in one word.
I think he's a wimp.
James, would you come in for a minute, please?
Hi. Yeah, what are you, where are you going with this?
Just how would you describe Jeremy Coleman?
I'd say he's a professional.
Okay, see, there's the difference between these two guys.
Yeah. Right. Would you like Tony back?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
And then he thought it was...
Oh, boy, this is always an adventure coming out this show. I don't mind that. You're a cut-up, you.
I would do that to you.
How are your kidneys?
I only got one.
Oh, they all right?
I don't know. I'm in the doctor constantly about it.
You tell your doctor, if he doesn't mind his P's and Q's, he'll be dealing with no kidneys himself. You know what I mean?
And what is... Hold on, stop this.
Hey, what's that sound?
Is that on the cart machine?
Oh, what the hell's wrong here? Come on, every time I come by the studio, you guys got some big technical snafu.
Wait a minute, hold on, let me see. There, I got it. I worked it out.
All right, okay. Every time I come by, you got something going on because they don't give you the equipment that you need to work. Bunch of fags.
Tony, let's play Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now, in the studio is a mortgage guy from Adamvale, Virginia. Let's say hi to Pat O'Brien.
Hello. Hello, Pat.
How you doing, Don?
Hey, Pat.
Tony.
Yeah, pick it up. Come on. You're on a game show. All right. And now entering the studio is a medical guy from Fredericksburg. Let's say hi to Dave Shepard.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, OQ.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Pick up the energy. Both of you. Come on now.
You got to say hi to Tony.
Hey, Tony.
All right. Pick now entering the studio. What did he say?
He called you a fag.
That's it. I'm going to take some money away from you. Mind your P's and Q's, Mr. Shepard. I know where you live.
Yes, sir.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Don't screw with LQ. And say hi to Alex the Ben Geronimo.
Hey. Thank you, Tony. Hi, Pat. Hi, Dave. Guys, don't forget, answer in the form of a question. Live with my mom, wearing clip-on ties, suit by Mr. Guy.
Tony.
Oh, like you never did that before. Like you never did that before.
Tony Soprano just picked his nose and ate his booger.
Bad air up in Jersey. Yeah, all sorts of stuff gets filtered through there. You know what I mean? You got to clean out the furniture once in a while. Got to remodel the living room.
Answer in the form of a question.
Hey, what's the matter? You got a problem with me picking my nose and eating it?
Not at all.
Okay, come on. You know, I'm a crude guy. You'd rather have me flick it?
Oh.
All right.
I want you to
destroy the evidence. We're good at that.
You know what I mean? Guys, here's your categories. They are James Gandolfini projects. Tony.
I'm sorry. I got a crunchy. All right. That was a flicker. I'm not going to eat that. That looks like it's a planet. That looks like Saturn.
So that one.
That one on the floor.
How do you decide which boogers to eat and which ones not to eat?
Consistency. The soft ones go in the mouth, the hard ones go on the floor. I don't want to break a tooth.
Okay. Your categories are James Gandolfini projects, guess the celebrity college GPA.
Jesus Christ. I need a pick. Anybody got a wine opener? God, this is bad.
Would you get him a ballpoint?
My whole right side is blocked up.
Rob, here you go.
Thanks a lot.
Here's an actual pin for you.
Okay, you just go ahead. I'll just keep working on it.
Yankees versus Mariners TV style.
It's a tumor.
Know your war.
Oh, know your war. Yeah, I know my war.
And states and capitals.
Yeah, it's good for the kids, the educational thing.
Okay, here you go, guys. It's James Gandolfini Project.
There you go. Attaboy. Yes, sir. The big fig.
Guess the celebrity college GPA.
Oh, no, that's silly.
Yankees versus Mariners TV shows.
Oh, Yankees!
Know your war and states and capitals. And let's see. Dave, we'll start with you, Dave.
Yeah, I want to tell both these guys, pick up the energy level. You understand me, boys?
Yes, sir.
All right, there we go. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, know your war.
Know your war for one. Here you go. Brand Laden.
What is Timex?
$1. Brad. You're on the board and rolling, Dave. Select again, please.
Know your war for two.
Popular antibiotic to treat anthrax.
What is Cipro?
$2. Perfect game going so far there, David.
Know your war.
He's the Attorney General of the United States.
John Ashcroft. Who is John Ashcroft?
Not in the form of a question.
That is because your energy level was too low. All right, Pat. Pat, you can steal right now.
Who is John Ashcroft?
There you go.
$3. One question. He ties the game. Select again, Dave, and pick up your energy.
Hey, it's my energy. States and capitals. Hey, man, I just turned that last one.
No, it's Pat's turn.
It's Pat's turn. Pat's in control. You don't want to
get with it, Tony. Come on.
What are you talking about?
I think you might have said Dave, Tony.
Oh, it's Pat, right? Who said get with it, Tony?
That would have been Pat.
Is that the second time you've given me lip?
No, that was the other guy the first time. He called you a fag.
No. All right, now I'm confused now. Who called me a fag? Who said it's his energy? And who did what?
I think Dave called you a fag.
All right, that's $2 down from $3.
And I think Pat just said to you, what did you say, Pat?
What did you say to me, Pat?
It's my turn.
All right, it's your turn. All right, well, I won't take any money away from you. You go again. Select again.
Okay, states and capitals. It is the capital of the great state of New Jersey.
What is Trenton?
$1 for you, Pat. Select again.
Well, states and capitals for two.
Capital of the great state of Ohio.
Okay, Dave, your chance to steal.
What is Columbus?
That's right.
All right.
Guys, you don't feel too stupid when Tony Soprano's mocking you, huh?
$2 for you, Dave. Go again.
State the capitals for three.
It is the capital of the great state of Tennessee.
What is Nashville?
Nashville is also right.
$3, Dave takes the lead. Select again.
James Gandolfini Projects for one.
Here you go. You want James to come back in for this one? Or do you
yeah, that'd be fine. Okay, I'll do that.
All right, yeah, James, all right. Come on in. This is your category.
Hey, James, come on in, James. Flit on in here.
Come on in, James.
Hi.
All right,
David and Patrick, I'm sorry about Tony. I apologize.
Here's the first answer. His big TV starring role.
What is The Sopranos?
Yeah, of course, The Sopranos, right?
$1, way to go.
Thank you, James.
For two?
Thank you, Dave.
James Gandolfini for two.
There you go. He co-starred in this movie with Brad Pitt.
What is The Mexican?
Yeah.
$2 for Dave.
You play a gay guy in that movie.
Yeah, it was an easy role for me. It wasn't much of a stretch.
Oh.
All right, select again, David.
James Gandolfini Projects for three.
He co-starred in this movie with John Travolta.
Ah. Patrick, your chance to steal.
What is Battlefield Earth?
How soon they forget. Little thing called Get Shorty.
Get Shorty. And Dave, you're back in control. And Dave, I like your energy. You remind me a bit of me.
I want Tony back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
Tony.
Okay.
I need Tony.
Oh, Jesus Christ, come on! It's like a funeral in here. Come on, what's the deal? Both these guys, come on! You're both like mumbling, stumbling, bubbling. Come on, for Christ's sake. Pick up the energy. I want to hear you. I don't want to hear the nervousness.
Okay, who's in charge here?
Dave's in control.
Dave.
Shout out your choice.
Guest celebrity college GPA.
Oh, wow, I'm trembling.
All right, this is from the Forbes Index. When they graduated college, this was the celebrity's grade point average, okay?
Okay.
For one,
okay.
Mr. Tom Hanks.
What is 4.0?
Hey, Pat, your chance to steal.
No way.
What is 2.7?
Oh, Tom Hanks, 3.1.
3.1, that's a good solid B.
Not a bad grade average.
Yeah, like Meadow. All right, Dave, you're in control.
Guess celebrity GPA for two.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
What is 2.0?
Hey, Pat, your chance to steal again.
What is a 3.3?
No.
No, she's kind of a dumb girl. 2.4.
2.4, that's a low C.
2.4.
Get it? A low C.
Low C.
Right there.
I know you.
I'm talking about her box.
I know you are.
All right, Dave.
Her box.
You're in control.
Get celebrity GPA for three.
Clooney? George Clooney.
What is 3.5?
Hey, Pat, the chance to steal again.
What is 3.1?
No.
Clooney, smartest of the bunch. 3.9.
Smart guy.
Oh. Nearly a 4.0. Nearly a perfect GPA.
Yeah, but he's a pretty boy. All right, Dave, you're in control.
Yankees versus Mariners for one.
Yankees!
All right, this is the last category on the big board. Oh, Yankees. Yankees versus Mariners TV shows. Okay, so it's like New York, Seattle. Okay?
All right.
Famous TV sitcom based in Seattle.
All right.
What is Frasier?
Frasier, of course. That's
$1.
Right.
$1 for you there, Dave. Select again. Come on!
Yankees versus Mariners for two.
Famous New York sitcom. TV sitcom based in New York.
What is Seinfeld?
Yes, well, of course, we would have accepted since they're all based in New York.
They're all in New York.
We would have taken Seinfeld, Odd Couple, Friends.
Mad About You.
Mad About You. Name it, we would have taken.
All right, Dave.
Yankees versus Mariners TV shows for three.
1970s TV show featured this song. The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle.
Hey, Pat, your chance to steal.
What is Rhoda?
Oh, no. Does no one remember? Here Come the Brides.
The bluest sky you ever see in Seattle.
Had that guy Bobby Sherman on it. What about Bobby Sherman?
Big fag. Big lunchbox fag. I remember. I'm old enough to remember that show.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Here Come the Brides.
Yeah, Here Come the Brides. Here Come the Fags.
All right, listen, that means we're ready for... Okay, in Seattle. We're ready for a final low-budget Jeopardy, and both of these guys get to play the game, Tony.
That's right. Dave finishes with $13. Pat finishes with $4. Lord Quizmaster.
All right, guys, here you go. A final low-budget Jeopardy would physically force you both to bet it all, and your category is Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee. Oh, I'm out. There we go. I'm out. Get it. I'm out.
All right, guys. Yeah. Spelling Bee, and here is the answer. It's the correct spelling of the country Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, the correct spelling of the country Afghanistan. Guys, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
And now here's James for the prize.
Oh, James. Hi, hi, James.
Hi, all contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Gandolfini, an intimate portrait. This autobiography traces my career as a struggling actor in New York to my stunning success as Tony's...
Hey, come on, give me that. Shut up. Shut your effing face, okay? All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy get a meatball hero and a subscription to Jokes Magazine, all right? There we go. Now sit down, Jimmy. Thanks.
I'm back to final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you. I like Jugs.
I do, too.
It's a good magazine.
Big Jugs. Big meat. Giant ones.
Yeah, pitch your mouth around them.
Want to go to a Dave first here?
Yeah, no, you want to go to Pat. He's the man on the totem pole.
Pat. Pat, it's the correct spelling of Afghanistan.
What is Afghanistan?
Do that. Give that to me one more time.
What is Afghanistan?
Yeah, right.
Hey, your W score to $8. Way to go. Hang in there, Pat O'Brien.
All right, okay. Now, Dave, you got the right answer. You're the big wiener.
Ready?
Yeah.
AFG. What is Afghanistan?
Now I need a ruling from the judges here.
Yeah.
Should I let him continue? Buzz, what do you think?
I don't think so. He didn't answer in the form of a question.
Let him see if he spells it right, and then you make the determination, because you're a little quizmaster. You know, you got to make the call. You're the head of the crew.
Okay, all right. Yeah, go ahead. Even though you already got one strike against you, because Buzz is right. You didn't start off in the fourth.
Oh, wait
question.
A minute. Isn't he the guy that gave me lip?
Is this the guy that called you a fag?
Yeah, I think so. Isn't that you, Dave?
No, that was me.
Yeah.
He's been penalized for that, though.
Yeah, I've already been penalized.
Let's see if
you've already been penalized.
I'm going to get penalized again. Well, let's see if you can spell it right.
Okay, what is Afghanistan?
Well, it still wasn't in the form of a question the first time. So.
There you go. Hey, Mr. Mumbling, sorry.
So, no, really, no BS. You can't even catch yourself and say AFG. Oh, what is AFG? Yeah.
No, that's not in the form of a question.
No, absolutely not. So, Yeah, that means that, here's a surprise. The guy who didn't call you a fag won the game.
Hey, Pat O'Brien, that's right. That means you're our new low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Oh, Pat, you're going to win some money. And, Dave, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is Tony Soprano to tell you what you've won. Tony.
All right, Pat, you're the big winner. What do you think of that?
I think it's outstanding.
You double your score to $8. We throw a $25 bonus in for a total of $33. But wait, Dave, you got some prizes. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? You've won a WWF No Mercy prize pack, courtesy of Comcast and Cox Cable. WWF No Mercy is in demand this Sunday at 8 p.m. Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order WWF No Mercy on pay-per-view. But wait.
There's more.
You have won a Band of Brothers prize pack. Don't miss Band of Brothers this Sunday night at 9 p.m. on HBO. Thanks a lot for playing the game, Dave.
Hey, you're welcome. You're still a fag.
Yeah, you're a bigger fag. Yeah, you say that to my face. Hey, you work for an HMO?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
All right, guys.
Medical Services Administrator, you mumbling, bumbling fag.
H-O-M-O. Hold on there, guys. And Tony and James, what can I say? It was great having both you guys with us again.
It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Don.
And James, good luck with your new movie.
The Last Castle in theaters this weekend. I sure hope everyone goes out and enjoys it. And Robert just pulled my car up, so I have to be leaving now.
Gotcha. Well, listen, both Tony and James, always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
It's a production of Coron Incorporated. It's a distributed by King World. I got the microphone, man. There he is.
There they go. See, it's one guy, like a split personality.
Right. Very, very odd. They battle each other all the time.
He plays the role on TV, but he goes out of his way to make sure that you know that he's not really like Tony Soprano.
Yeah, and it's really sad to watch.
And, it's now... Christ, 10 after 1.
And now it's back on your brain, isn't it?
And they never called me for the millionaire. Either Mick Foley's the dumbest guy in the world, and he's been sitting in the chair for two
hours.
It could be, because remember, when you're done, when they're off the seat or when they use that lifeline...
They call you back?
I got a call.
Unless the worst case scenario would have been that they called and it was busy when Joe was ordering the sandwich, and then they called back to tell you that it was over when Bonnie Bernstein called.
Could be.
Either that or Regis has had a terrible fall.
Well, you know what?
I'm putting my money on that.
I'll do this. Before the end of the show today, I've got the number to call the lady.
Oh, good.
I'll call her up on the show.
Yeah, because, I mean, what's she doing?
I'll just say, well, you know, hey, what's the deal?
Yeah. What's the dilly, yo?
What's the dilly? I've been waiting all day. Listen, do we have the black and white thing ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready for the big black and white cookie of the white half is here?
I saw Stossel. I haven't seen
All right, Stossel's here. We were going to do like a point counterpoint thing with the movies today.
Right.
Black against white. It's Mr. 40 versus Charlie Stossel as they review the movies.
Where's 40?
Don't know.
Where is he?
Gone. But either way, well, the white guy's here. And we'll have Charlie Stossel on in just a moment with the movies.
And Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We got the logo line, 202-432-1067.
Ditch Witches of the Airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it till you're satisfied.
Whatever it is. Do it.
Do it. It's time for movies.
Do it.
On the Don and Mike Show, and throwing Charlie Stossel a wild card today. We are.
Yeah.
We're going to do like a Siskel and Ebert thing here.
Okay. Right.
See, because Charlie has actually been to the movies and seen the movies and will review the movies. Charlie is the movie expert.
Charlie is also drinking Pepsi One.
And 40.
Mr. 40 is drinking a 40.
Oh. Hey, 40, what's up?
What's up?
Nice seeing you at the bowling the other night. Charlie, where were you the other night for the bowling?
I was out.
Out, okay, gotcha.
No, actually, no, I was in Baltimore. I had an appointment with, had to go see the boys' football game, then Steffi and I went out to dinner in Little Italy where I blew up a tire on the road.
You blew up a tire?
Parking, you know, Little Italy in Baltimore is not in the best part of town parts of it. And where
really?
Yeah, really. And where I went to park my car, I scraped the curb. You could put a finger in the tire, how big the hole was.
Did you change the tire yourself?
Yes, I did. And after dinner, so it was about 9:30 in that part of town.
Oh, good.
And don't think I wasn't scared.
It's really not that bad a part of town.
No.
Little Italy.
With certain parts of it.
Yeah, certain parts
of it. At the edge where I was parked, unfortunately.
It's right by Little Italy in Baltimore is very close to that like warehouse district that...
Yeah, Fells Point.
That part where you don't...
Well, that area, it's like down, all the stuff down on the tip, and then the neighborhoods get a little rougher.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you, 40?
Hey, Mr. 40, you don't have to drink out of the bag when you're here. You can take the bottle out of the bag.
Yeah, well...
Don't keep your bag. You see the jersey he had the other night at the bowling alley?
Yeah, it's a great jersey.
Very nice, cool. Rams jersey, customized on the bag. Of course, it's number 40, mm-hmm. And on the back it says MISTA.
Mr.
40. Mm-hmm. So Mr. 40's here, and Charlie, what he's going to do, you're doing like a point-counterpoint.
Right.
Where Charlie has, of course, seen the movies and will review them, and Mr. 40 will simply offer a differing point of opinion.
Are you down with that, Mr. 40?
You damn right.
Okay, here we go, yeah. Charlie. What's the first
four
movie?
Four movies out this week.
Four this weekend. What's the
hell? No, it was like five.
There's four.
See, they're already arguing.
That's great.
There's four.
Okay, what do you got, Charlie?
The first one we'll talk about is a movie that actually was released last week and very limited release. David Lynch's Mulholland Drive, which goes wide. To wide release this week.
Open wide.
Wide. This was originally supposed to be a miniseries on TV. David Lynch, who did Twin Peaks, Lost Highway a few years ago, Blue Velvet, all sorts of interesting movies.
Are you uncomfortable, Charlie?
No, not at all. Right. I'm used to sitting where 40's sitting, so
right.
It's the... Oh, no, we're good. We're good.
You know what that is? That's a white man keeping a black man down again.
Yeah,
again.
Absolutely.
Again. You know, that's what I'm all about.
All they had to do was call seat back. He'd have had the same seat. You got to call it.
No, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
Seat back.
All right, well, no, what is the movie?
Mulholland Drive. It's the typical David Lynch. If you are a fan of David Lynch, I could not stop watching this movie. Had to go to the bathroom, almost peed my pants, because it's so visually enticing and intoxicating to watch. The whole storyline, dwarves. Dwarves are in it, odd characters. The typical David Lynch dialogue, because he writes and directs these films, it can be delivered very well, as this actor Justin Theroux does. It can be delivered almost amateurishly, where it just seems so out of left field, some of the things that come up. However, to watch this murder mystery, I could not take my eyes off it. I'm going to go back and see it again. I absolutely loved this movie.
How many porcelain dolls?
3.5.
Wow. That's a big one.
Mr. 40, the movie Mulholland Drive.
Well, I mean, you know, myself, I'm more of a fan of Georgia Avenue than Mulholland Drive. And quite frankly, I thought the dwarves were a little too tall for the movie. I mean, he could have found a couple of, you know, some shorter dwarves. And as far as the movie being intoxicating, I mean, I was already there, you know, at the ticket booth. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, I'm just stingy with my porcelain dolls. You know what I'm saying? Cause
how many beer bottles do you give it?
I don't get no beer bottles.
How many 40s do you give it?
None.
On a scale of nine.
Zero.
The misses were too tall. I didn't pee. I almost peed my pants because I had so much to drink. So I just went to the bathroom.
All right.
And I didn't miss anything.
This is going to work out great.
You got $8.50 to throw away and $20 on popcorn. You good. So you go ahead and go see it.
What is the next movie you have for us, Charlie?
Let's get rid of this one very quickly. Riding Around in Cars with Boys.
Oh, no. You know what?
This is the Drew Barrymore movie.
If he doesn't like
with
this,
Steve's on.
You're going to have to like it, 40.
Penny Marshall directs.
Oh, look, I saw Penny Marshall on TV.
Who are you?
Who has turned Penny Marshall, who was never anything you'd want to F anyway?
I'm the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Someone's turned her into Paula Poundstone.
Oh,
she was on TV like...
In a jacket and tie?
In a jacket. I mean, I know that she likes to eat at the Y, but she used to be married to Meathead, right?
It was married to Rob Reiner. And she's Gary Marshall without opening her mouth.
Yeah, she's on TV wearing one of them big baggy men's suits.
I did the Kmart commercials with the Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, right.
This movie, Nadi, you know, I do occasionally like the chick flick. The Notting Hills of the world, I can watch over and over. However, this movie
chick flick
is like Steel Magnolias. It's too much. It's too much thrown at you about this woman who, at the age of 15, gets knocked up. And then for the next 20 years, you see all the important things that go on in her life. I couldn't take it. It's too girly for me.
How many porcelain dolls?
1.5. Only. I give it 1.5 for Steve Zahn, who is the estranged husband of Drew Barrymore's character, who actually steals the whole movie. And he's very, very good in it.
And that's the guy who was in that Tom
Joy Ride, and he was
in Drew Barrymore. Let me ask you a question. Can Drew Barrymore carry a film?
I think she needs somebody with her.
Right.
To carry a film.
She sucks.
Mr. 40.
See, You're looking at it through the wrong colored glasses, dog. See, what happens is...
Dog.
I ride around with my boys all the time, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, people get knocked up at 15, you know, strange husbands, everything. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real, man. That's the authenticity.
Movie takes place in 1965.
Right.
Let him get his review in.
In 1965? Okay. Yeah.
No bickering.
They had 40s back then. They had 64.
Really?
Yes. I get that, John. Four bottles and a cap.
Four bottles and a cap. Charlie, what is your next movie this weekend?
From Hell. Which is
Johnny Depp
right about now.
Johnny Depp looks like a hell of a scary movie.
They can agree, correct?
Gore.
If it's a natural feeling, no, they have to disagree.
They have to disagree.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Johnny Depp.
I didn't go to the writer's meeting.
And Heather Graham, who could not look better in more of a push-up bra in this movie. She plays a prostitute in 1888 in London. This movie is very dark. The sets are
very...
What's wrong with being dark?
Nothing. Yeah. Light. Like Batman dark. That's what I'm talking about.
Say gothic or something like that. You ain't got to say dark.
It's very gothic.
You ain't got to say dark. You ain't at Popeyes. You don't got to say dark.
It's very gothic. Terribly gothic. And
I'm hurting.
This basically tells the story of Johnny Depp, who is whacked out on opium and gets these visions on how he is going to come up with solving the mystery of who Jack the Ripper is. Now, there are all sorts of theories out there that it was tied into the monarchy in London at the time, and there's a little bit of a theory that goes into that here.
It was dark, too.
But, yes. But in this movie, it's, again, it's how good Johnny Depp is. You can put him in a film like Ed Wood or Edward Scissorhands or this or Sleepy Hollow, and he can totally transform himself and be a different character every time. He is a wonderful actor to watch. The movie is violent, it's bloody, it's gory, it's disturbing in parts, and like Mulholland Drive, couldn't take my eyes off it. Absolutely. This is a very good week for movies. From Hell, scary as hell.
How many dolls?
Three.
Three dolls. Mr. 40.
That particular one, I had to get like one bottle, because that particular venue where I had gone to view the movie, I couldn't get my 40 past the security.
This was directed by the Hughes brothers.
Right. Right. You know, that's why I wanted to have, that's cap? Why I wanted to see it, because no, I'm giving a bottle and a cap, but you know,
only one bottle.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Well, Charlie, the bit is he has to disagree, even if he likes it.
No, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to be, you know, all racially motivated just because the Hughes brothers directed it. I mean, I support a brother with the quickness, but, you know, I can't just be.
Charlie,
know,
stop playing a race car.
I will try to stop.
What's the star here, man? You know, dark and that is.
Me and Johnny Cochran. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you like this?
Second Childs.
You like this? Wait until next week when it's Count Point and we have Tom Gavin sitting.
Good night. That'll be fun.
Taking the opposite angle on whatever Charlie said.
Oh, my God.
All right, the last movie, I believe you went over it about 40 minutes ago.
How long?
The Last Castle.
40 minutes?
40 minutes ago.
Oh, 40, right? Like Mr. 40.
He likes that number.
The Last Castle, Robert Redford, James Gandolfini.
Age has not been good to Robert Redford. We'll start off with that. He is a general, a three-star general who has been stripped of his rank for disobeying a few orders, goes into this prison run by James Gandolfini, who is the oppressive, mean, keep everybody in line warden, who actually looks up to Robert Redford. He feels that there should be a military base named after this guy as opposed to him being in prison. Well, Redford's natural general leadership skills starts coming out, and a few of the oppressive acts that Gandolfini does are not appreciated. He then decides, well, we have to turn this around and take over the prison. It is a story about duty and honor.
Duty.
And honor. And doing, quote, the right thing, and it's very good. This was a movie that was pushed back after the September 11th attacks. It was originally supposed to be the end of September, beginning of October release. The ad campaign had to be totally redone. This is the one that had the American flag flying upside down and inverted.
Right.
So they totally had to redo everything, and the ad shift has gone more towards the Rock'em Sock'em type prison takeover.
They edited the ending, too, right?
A few things may have changed a little bit. But overall, a very strong performance from both Robert Redford and James Gandolfini.
How many dolls?
Three.
Three dolls.
Very good.
Mr. 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Just coming up in the city and everything, you know, Northwest D.C. and all that, you know. I know about oppression being held back, you know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
I know how that goes, you know what I'm saying? I try to get some Sam Adams. They think I'm coming to get Cole 45. I know that feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't think they really were able to bring that to the screen properly, you know, because I didn't feel it. It wasn't tugging at me. It wasn't hitting me right here. So, you know, I'm going to have to give it, you know, half a bottle cap.
Oh,
half a bottle cap.
Half a bottle cap. Well, right. Ladies and gentlemen.
Outstanding.
Purely for sport. Please, no wagering. Let's make a mental note. Go to see these movies yourselves this weekend. Mr. 40, who has not seen any of the movies,
right,
simply taking the opposite view of whatever our movie man, Charlie Stossel, says.
Yeah, his biggest review, I think, riding in cars with boys, right? That's 40's top
right. I'm riding around with my boys all the time.
There you go.
All right,
both of you, get out of here.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
Good 40, see you later, gentlemen. Right.
40, you want to plug your website or anything? Charlie, you got anything you want to plug? I never ask you that.
No, I'm good, but thank you.
There's no, like, charliestossel.com?
No, not yet. We're working on that.
And, you know, we are very close to, actually, I'm not kidding about this, a weekend show for Charlie Stossel here on WPLK.
I am excited about that. Yeah.
Congratulations. Very close. True.
It'll be a lot of fun. We have a lot of stuff lined up.
If this station can just...
you shouldn't talk.
Never mind.
Right.
Well, every time they got someone who's put the show together and sells
Charlie's... And we're ready to go.
And sells Charlie's weekend show, they either quit or get fired.
Oh, man.
So,
it's a drag.
So,
we can tell where to go.
You still got that sponsor lined up, though, don't you? Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
I had to. Forty, what is your website?
Oh, Mr40.com. MISTA40.com. You know what I'm saying? Stop through. You know, I just got a new manager, too. You know what I'm saying? So we getting ready. We talking to some big labels, Sony and Warner and a couple of others. So look out.
All right.
All right. There we go. Get out of here, both of you.
Ebony and Ivory, get out of here.
Get out of here, guys.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Live together and perfect.
I am black and you are white.
Oh, wait.
Come on. Get out of here, 40. See you later.
See you later, 40.
For Charlie.
There he goes.
Purpose, we didn't tell him that from now on, or at least for the foreseeable future, we're going to have someone in here giving the opposite point of view.
He loves that.
We can recycle, too.
Yeah, we sure can.
Absolutely.
Wait till next week.
No, I can't. That'll be a special.
Hey, buddy.
It could be a debut, couldn't it?
It sure could.
Yes, sir.
We've got a break. listen, we'll pick the pros so they scab and bleed when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Always messing with my knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
That's right.
Your one source for angry red snapper.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right. We're going to pick the pros so they scab and bleed. We're going to keep Rudy out of this at first so we can have a decent conversation with... Well, I'm going to introduce him as the next governor from the state of Louisiana. Here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, is he on line five, Terry Bradshaw? Hey, Terry!
Terry! Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Governor Bradshaw!
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. A little respect from you guys.
Fantastic. We are encouraging and supporting your campaign 100%.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'd say,
just announced Daniel Snyder is going to be my press agent.
Oh. I'll tell you why you cracked my ass up. You know, we have JB on and Howie on all the time. And who
doesn't know that?
Who doesn't watch the Fox show?
Absolutely.
The Fox NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, out of the blue, I don't know what you guys are talking about, you start making a comparison between football and the fact that you just gone through your third divorce. And how she's cleaned you out. you don't have a lot left. And that we love that.
Absolutely.
Love that.
Mother warned me that if I married outside the family, I'd have problems.
tell me something about a rumor we'd heard.
Yeah.
Howie Long lives out here in the Northern Virginia area, and his wife listens to our show all the time.
Yeah.
I know you guys bust his balls all the time about how when Jillian Barbary does the weather, he looks away.
Right.
Is Howie allowed or not allowed to look at Jillian Barbary when she does the weather?
Have you asked Howie?
We might be afraid to ask Howie.
No, the last time we had Howie on, he got pissed when we asked him about those Radio Shack commercials.
Yeah, we talked about Terry Hatcher and their relationship.
Howie's a pretty big fella.
Yeah, he is.
And he's also one of my best friends. And why he... I actually made him, last week or the week before, I made him turn around and look. I've never... You know what? I've never just gone and asked him why he doesn't look. I'm curious myself, but I'm just afraid to ask.
Yeah. Now, the rest of you guys on the set, you guys stare, right?
I stare because I'm single.
There you go.
Yeah. I can stare and not have to worry about coming home and explaining why I was staring.
Gotcha.
The rest of these guys, don't look. Well, I think Chris kind of peaks every now and then. it's hard not to look. If you look at Jillian, you just don't look at Jillian. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you check her out. And thank God I'm single, because I definitely check her out.
And listen, I know you are a man's man. You're a
you got that right.
Four-time Super Bowl winner, three-time divorcee. You love.
God, why'd you bring that up?
No, because I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay, good.
You love looking at Jillian Barbary.
Right.
The question is, why you hold hands with JB all the time?
Because I love JB.
Oh, okay. All right. We love him, too.
Yeah, JB and I are like brothers, and we do that. And JB even says that he gets he gets some emails about us holding hands all the time. But we do it just to make people nervous.
Well, it's pretty amazing that two guys that talk over each other so much can get that much information to people. It's truly amazing. And I think, didn't JP say the same thing? JB said the same thing about Terry, too. I think he loves you right back, Terry.
Oh, I know he does. Mm-hmm. And he told me that all the sisters out there are digging me, too.
Oh, there you go.
It's good information. I've never had that said before.
Well, now listen to you. Think about that. Think about a sister for wife number four.
Absolutely. A little brown sugar.
I haven't crossed that bridge. And if I ever do, like Howie says, if you start crossing that bridge, let me know and I'll blow it up.
Oh,
my God. Not the sister bridge.
Yeah, no, right. The marriage.
Wife number four bridge. Let me clarify it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Don't need to be getting in trouble here.
No, don't worry about it.
No, I'm not worried about it. I just don't need to be explaining myself.
So Howie is somebody who thinks that you should stay single for a long period of time?
I would think, you know what, truthfully,
yeah.
He and Chris and Jay, they all worry about me because I'm such a scatterbrain. They think that I'll probably just, meet someone and just do it again, but don't be misled by the way I act.
Well, Terry, let me ask you this.
I'm pretty sensitive to this divorce thing. It's not something to be made fun of. I make fun of it because it's therapy.
Right. Gotcha.
You know, I do it just because I can.
All right. Now, how, if you don't mind me asking,
sure.
We seem to be on the divorce subject. Okay.
No, we aren't. You are. Are you having problems?
How long have you been basically single?
Single.
Yeah.
3 years.
3 years. So is there a significant other in your life right now?
No.
Okay.
You know what?
What?
Actually, I had a date last night.
Uh-huh.
This gal, she was Miss USA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I tell you, former football player.
Great looking, high maintenance. Right? we were talking about President Kennedy. She didn't know who he was. Oh. I said, well, he got to say. Well, I just said, well, get your dinner real quick and get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Then there's and some friends of mine at Fox has set me up with a girl. I got a date tonight in L.A. with this gal named Katrina.
Yeah.
So, can't remember a lot about her. I called and her brother answered the phone and said she wouldn't be back in from high school till around 4. And I think we're going to the homecoming game tonight. I'm looking forward to that. I like homecoming. Got the corsage, the whole thing. You get a chrysanthemum or something, I don't know. And we'll be the only ones there in the limo.
The Fox television
and then,
limo.
And there's a gal in D.C. and JB's listening right now. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
And there's a gal in D.C. that I met a year ago on a USO tour. And she's in the Army.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And so I'm actually coming to D.C. next week, and I'm going to see her. I'm not going to mention her name because I might get her in trouble.
Are you coming to see her?
Coming to see her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's kind of a nice gal. I told my kids about it. I got two girls. I said, well, they asked me, Dad, who you dating? So I just threw this Army thing out.
Well, that's
and
good.
Of course, they thought, gee whiz, grenades, gun-toting, desert shooting people. And I thought, no.
Well, there you go. You're doing your patriotic duty.
So your kids,
exactly.
Your
so,
kids.
I mean, I get around, but nobody's, I'm kind of protecting myself. Nobody's been able to get next to me.
So you don't tell your kids about the girl who didn't know who Kennedy was, though, right?
No. They wouldn't approve of her. Uh-huh. They wouldn't approve of her.
Very good.
A great show, you guys.
Well, Katrina they might like because they're close to the same age. They can talk about Vicky Spears. What's that girl's name?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Vicky Spears.
Vicky Spears. Where did I get that?
Oh, hey, this is great.
When you guys, yeah, this is great.
It is. We're having
I'm
a good
running
time.
My reputation on your show.
When you guys went on the aircraft carrier, Was that because you're friends with the people in the military? Who set that thing up?
Right.
Who is
with the Secretary of Defense, William Cohen.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember this, but last year they did the entire show. They from the deck of an aircraft carrier.
Right.
It's the USS.
S. Harry S. Truman.
The Harry S. Truman.
I didn't know you knew Bill Cohen. That my cousin used to work for him. He's a good guy. Very good.
As a matter of fact, he came in our studio last Sunday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he's a really good man. Got to know him real well.
Some of the footage that Fox has used, like his bumpers coming in and out when they do the Fox logo, mm-hmm. I think a lot of that stuff was stuff you guys filmed while you were on board.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fantastic.
What a neat experience. I mean, if you're laying in bed at night and all you hear is boom, boom, and the boat shakes,
mm-hmm.
and those jets taking off, I mean, it is pretty impressive.
Special guys on those carriers, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
Pretty great.
Don't be misled. They got 18 and 19 year old kids. You talk about focused.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, these men and women are so focused. It's scary.
Now, on the show, we're going to bring Rudy on in a second. I want to just say this has been fantastic. Terry is, as you can tell, funny as hell.
Oh, absolute delight.
Great.
To talk to him.
I just want to warn our audience now, get ready.
Yeah, the timing of this segment is about to go down the crapper.
Here's where we lose everything. This is when this bit turns right here. You hear this? It's a train wreck.
It's a train sound. There's the train crashing. Rudy's about to come on the show now.
And here is America's guest, Rudy Martsky from USA Today. Hey, Rudy.
How you doing, guys?
Now, listen, tell me something. And Terry, maybe you can help us on this, and maybe you can mention something to JB.
All right.
We like having all the guys from the Fox show on our show.
Yep.
Everybody comes on. Everybody comes on.
Right.
Except Jillian, mm-hmm. because Rudy, for some reason, writes in his column in USA Today that he doesn't like the way Jillian dresses, so she won't come on the show because Rudy's on the show.
Oh, that's not good.
Now, what do you think the hot-blooded men of America think about when Rudy says something like
that? Well, here's what I think. I think... That's what I think. Rudy, how can you possibly not like Jillian Barbary on the Fox show?
She turned him down, that's why.
yeah, right.
I mean, you got to have some decorum there, and I thought early in the season that she wore a tour revealing of a dress.
It's entertainment, Rudy.
Oh.
Just the men of America.
Shame on you.
Rudy.
How could she, Rudy, for God's sake, she's wearing too much clothes on that show.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll reverse that then.
Hey, Rudy,
don't forget now, Rudy is the same guy that's a huge Redskin fan.
That's true. He's having a bad year, and we can understand that. But hey, Rudy, you can reverse yourself in your column. You've certainly done it many times before. why don't you write something nice about Jillian Barbary and she'll come on the show?
Well, I do have a thing called the Comeback Award.
There you go. There it is.
You certainly do. It's Pat Summerall who reverses it. He reverses himself on constant.
Yeah, every other time. It's incredible.
Well, Terry, it's Terry's due, too. I'm due for what?
Oh, a comeback award.
I've never left.
No. Okay.
All right, let's pick them. We got the five biggest games of the week.
All right.
We're going to pick them right now. The order, Don, Mike, Rudy, Terry. Terry, MVP, Hall of Famer, only one allowed to tell us why he's picking a team.
Yes, he is the expert analysis, and that's the only guy that gets a chance to talk.
If right. Rudy says anything other than the team he is selecting, you will hear that sound. Everybody loves that. That's the Rudy.
So let me get this straight. If Rudy says something, even one word, you'll hear the buzz. There we go.
Yep.
And here's the first game we're picking. The Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. I take the Saints.
Got to go with the New Orleans Saints. Rudy.
And I'll take the Saints, too. Terry says take the Saints. A no-brainer.
All right.
Although history has always said that Atlanta and New Orleans had great games. If you go back into the late 70s, even early 80s, now that's taking a stretch here, but remember all those great Hail Marys and games won in the last second, those games? But it's always been a good game. So Chandler's playing well. This would be a tough test for New Orleans, believe it or not, but they're at home, so Saints definitely are a better football team.
All right, Rams, looks like without... That's in New York. I'll take the Rams.
Now I'm going to go with St. Louis also.
And I'll take those Rams. And I'll go with the Jets.
Mm. Wow, now why are you going to take
the
Jets?
I'll tell you why. The Jets are at home. The Jets are playing better. I love their quarterback. I like the way he plays. I like the way they run the football. Their defense is just as tough inside the 20 as the Giants. They're really a strong team
their wins over Miami. Those kinds of victories are huge. The Rams will not go undefeated. There's got to be a letdown. If you're going to have one, it's going to be right after you lose your, really, the ace on your football team. It's really not Warner, although it's not any better. But Marcia Falk, even with this strong candidate coming in, I'll say this on the show. This is one game that I would not, I thought the Giants would beat them. Giants had them, let them out. I think the Jets then will come back. That'd be my upset as well.
I like that. That's right. Okay.
This game is just a piece of S, but we're going to pick it anyway just for snicks. Carolina and the Redskins. Oh. I'll take the Panthers.
Oh.
We're talking about North Carolina?
Did you take the Redskins?
No, I took the Panthers.
I've done this and I've gotten burned all season doing this, but I'm going to take the Redskins. I think this is going to be the one victory. Rudy.
I wish this was last week.
Just pick a team, Rudy.
Give me Carolina.
All right, and Terry.
I'll go with Carolina.
Okay.
And then nothing else needs to be said.
Two more games.
What's the stuff about they're going to fire their coach at the end of the year?
You know, well, that's typical Dan Snyder.
He hired him.
Well,
said he was the guy he wanted.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact.
He's a general manager, right?
Yeah. You know, I think the Redskins should hire Ron Wolf, who is retired and lives like 20 minutes from D.C. now.
Well, if they hire Ron Wolf, they've got to give him ownership to avoid having to cough up two number one draft choices.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? If they give him ownership, then they can take him and they can sign Wolf, and Green Bay gets nothing in return. If they just sign him for general manager, then they've got to cough up two number ones, and they don't want to do that.
Well, Snyder could give him Snyder could give him a piece of the team.
Yeah,
right?
So it's very easy
to
do.
All you got to do is give him ownership.
Hmm. Okay, all right, next game. How about this, Denver at San Diego?
Ooh.
I'll take Denver.
I'll take Denver, Rudy.
San Diego.
Yeah, I agree with Rudy. I'm going with San Diego and Doug Flutie. He's my comeback player, Rudy of the year. I'll go with the Chargers. Chargers got a great defense. Denver's struggling. Greasy is hurt. He's missed a day of practice. Shoulder's not well. It's a pretty good defense he's going down there to face, and they play them tough at home. So I would go with the Chargers.
You know, there's two more games here to pick: the Green Bay game and the Philly game. I think we'll Green Bay, Minnesota would be a hell of a game.
Green Bay. Barbs have another MVP year. Vikings defense is horrible. I'm good. Green Bay, definitely.
I'm good.
Rudy. Sure. Okay, Terry.
Terry's changing the order, but that's okay. It's his prerogative.
Oh, sorry, I'm just used to taking over.
He's HOF. He can do that.
That's okay. Yeah, Rudy?
Yeah, and I grew up a Packer backer.
Rudy, we can't change the rule about you talking, Rudy.
Oh, okay.
Who is it, Rudy?
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Rudy, you're just getting the shaft today. Yeah.
Would you like to respond to getting the shaft, Rudy?
I can't.
Green Bay.
And I'll take Minnesota.
All right, very good.
All right, that's it.
No, what about that other game? Didn't we have another game?
Oh, yeah, if you want, let's do Philly and the Giants.
Giants. They always win. They won 8 in a row. They're at home. Science.
Giants.
The Bears. Take the Bears. They're 3-1, smoking over the Bengals.
Yeah.
All right, there you have it. Now you got it all.
All right, we got it.
There you
what
go.
Does Rudy think about all that?
Rudy, what do you think about that?
I got the Bengals.
Hey, Terry, great having you on the show, man.
Oh, God, you guys. Yeah, let's do it again soon. I'll bring Jillian with you.
Very good.
Please
do.
Nice about it, Rudy.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Okay,
there,
buddy.
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
All right. Now, there is a grade A guest on Football Friday.
We've had him on once before.
Yeah, but I don't think
it was very brief, and that was just a blast.
I don't think he was drinking like he was today.
That was funny. And you know what? Remember Madden the first time he was on? They love the buzzer.
Yeah, everybody, well, who doesn't love Rudy getting his balls buzzed?
Absolutely.
Rudy, the guru of TV sports, tell me something we would not have known if we were not talking to you from USA Today.
Rudy?
Tell you about that Dan Snyder has actually had some conversations with Ron Wolf, but, hey, that's already out there right now. So I'm going to tell you that Bill Parcells is getting in line at the end of the season to take over the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Wow.
All right, I'll give you something.
Huge.
That's a nugget. If that's true, That's a nugget. All right, Rudy, good job. Stop writing bad stuff about Jillian Barbary, for God's sake, so she'll come on the show.
Well, like I said, she's up for the comeback award.
Very good. All right. Okay, thanks. Rudy, see you next week.
Okay, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.
There he is, America's guest.
Well, you know what? We got to get old Terry Bradshaw back on this show again.
Sure do.
That was a lot of fun.
It's like he had his shtick ready, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, talking about the divorce and everything. Fantastic.
He's good.
Yep.
Let's get Jillian, and then let's get Howie on.
Sure.
Because I know that thing about Howie not being able to look at her is true.
And maybe sometime we get Howie and Terry here in the studio, you know, because, I mean, if he's really got the army chick that he's going out with, why not?
And I'd like to say hi to Mrs. Howie Long, because I know she listens every day.
Hello, dear.
Oh, me? I wish. No.
Oh, I lose that. Hi, what?
Terry just called, and I just want to tell you guys that he called to tell me to let you guys know he had a great time, and he loves you guys. And we are going to have him back in a few weeks, just so you know.
Oh, good. Very good. Yay. Wonderful.
Hopefully so. We'll see.
That's terrific.
He's great fun. Okay. Oh, it's time for Buzz now.
Uh-huh.
I've still not heard from the millionaire.
Oh, no.
I've still not heard. Should I call?
Yeah.
Well, should.
I mean,
let me do the prep with Buzz here for a second. Hold on.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what's your lead story tonight?
Today, Candy Graham for Osama. Our troops have arrived.
Yeah! All right, good. So,
yeah!
Is this going to be an anthrax-free newscast?
Yes, it is.
A good man, Buzz. Way to go. That's my Buzzy.
I wouldn't tell you if anything did happen.
Well, I know some guy at the New York Post has it, right?
Yes.
And that's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's fine because he's going to take the Nipro or whatever it is.
Cipro.
Cipro. We'll be back. We'll call the Millionaire Show. Buzz has the news. Oh, and that was all very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, we are. Hi there, we're back.
World champion chicken brickers, Don and Mike.
All right, here we go. Action-packed show today, but wait till next week. We're going to be up in New York most of next week. Don and my gutter balls are world-class. We suck as bowlers.
Yes, we do.
Our bowling team, we haven't won a game yet with the Washington Redskins of bowling. We'll be taking on the Job Squad Wednesday night, October 24th, at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey.
Linden, New Jersey, named after Hal Linden.
That's 30 Park Avenue. Love to see you. On Monday, we're going to be soliciting. We're going to be giving away cash money, I mean like thousands of dollars, courtesy Simply Wireless and Sprint PCS. Hit their website, simplywireless.com, or call 1-888-222-8484. We're going to be soliciting on Monday for guys and girls who want to thump pumpkins. I mean, hold on, I did it wrong. They want to.
Who want to puck pumpkins?
That's it. Guys and girls are going to be doing it with pumpkins to full release.
Wow.
That's going to be our Halloween game up in New York.
I think there are a lot of things you like saying on the show, but I think to full release is one of the things you truly enjoy.
Completion to full release. Also Monday, a guy with a Zoophile website, guy's going to do great detail. We're going to do a lot of editing on this. Seriously, the guy's written a manual about how to have sex with a dolphin.
Now, wouldn't he be wanted by the law,
I would think?
I know the whole thing about zoophiles and what you feel about that. I agree with you, but I mean, dolphins, aren't they like protected? I think doing them is like killing them.
They taste great. I mean, have you ever had dolphin?
Oh, yeah.
Ever had dolphin? It's tasty.
You've eaten flipper?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. No, but we put the guy on the show. So the guy, he will be anonymous. It'll be one of those things where his voice will sound like a,
well, let me tell you about how you do a dolphin.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sick or anything, but it's just strangely intriguing.
You know, Mahi-Mahi is dolphin, technically.
And he's got a website.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of dolphin.
Yeah.
It's the tasty kind.
No, the dolphin's that thing with the big head. It's like a regular fish.
That's known as the Spiewak dolphin.
Also, Monday, we're going to be viewing and making our rough edits on the Dennis Murphy porno tape, okay, which is being filmed this weekend. We'll be viewing it on Monday's episode, and Mike and I will be making editorial and directorial decisions.
What a nasty, sexy little week we got coming up.
Yeah. Oh, and Buzz, before we get to news, something that came up the other day, we got a call, I think it was during the newscast, from a guy in Manhattan saying he was pissed off that he saw a Red Cross vehicle.
Yes, I remember this.
BMW. Mm-hmm. Well, we did hear from BMW people in New York. Donna, Mike, love you guys. Heard one of your callers yesterday whining about the Red Cross cruising in New York in Beamers.
Mm-hmm.
Hope this clears it up from your fans, Christy and Noah.
That's nice.
And this is a press release. BMW Group, headline says, BMW Group pledges aid for relief efforts. BMW is committing cash and cars to the American Red Cross. BMW will donate $1 million in cash and 10 new BMW X5 sports activity vehicles to the Red Cross.
God bless them. It is right there. And obviously they're men of their word and women of their word because they have already, and I should say woman of her word because the head of the Red Cross is a woman, that they've already gotten them donated because somebody saw them in New York.
That's great. The guy was all pissed off. We thought it was a donation. Thank you, BMW, for checking in. BMW. And now here is Buzz with news that will just have just a trace of anthrax in it.
And are you going to call Regis at all? Or,
Yeah.
I mean, just to find out once and for all?
Oh, Rob, I got to put this line on hold. Okay,
that's fine.
All right, let me make this. God damn it. I can't.
And it sounds like Buzz might have some good news, too, right?
I can't call.
Yeah, I think so. It's encouraging. I believe so. Okay. Not really, though. Well, it's early.
All right, give me a chance here.
You got to start somewhere.
I can't call the lady on the air.
Okay.
I can't put her voice on the air.
Just tell her you will not be ignored.
Three rings.
Tell her you're going to put a rabbit in her pot.
Jennifer. Hi, it's DJ Don. Because you never called, and I was wondering what the deal is. Oh. It's good. Okay. All right. No, I'm here. Okay. I won't. Christ. All right. I'm sorry. No. I mean, I am, but you're not. Okay. Bye.
What'd she say?
Was she
curt with you?
Yes. They had a technical problem. They didn't tape for a couple of hours and mix in the hot seat right now.
Oh, really?
And she said just what Rob said to me. She said she was whispering because I could hear them taping the show. If we don't use you, we'll call you. Either way, we'll call you. Never call this number.
Oh, wow.
You are never to call us. We're taping right now.
Oh, okay. TV. All right, no problem. Yeah, the big serious TV.
Still taping the Mick Foley Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so I'm still...
Good.
I'm hanging in there to be
all
mixed
right.
Lines.
That's good news.
Now you'll be known as Impatient DJ Don.
Yeah. And now let's get to Buzz with just a trace of anthrax in the news.
Oh, hotline ringing.
Let it ring once.
Once. Twice. Three times. Hello? Yes. Yeah, hi. Sure, hold on a second. Hold on.
Who is it? What's going on?
It's Mankind. Hold on a second.
Wow. What's the dilly, yo? Now I'm confused.
I don't know. It's Mankind on the phone.
Is this Mick?
Yeah, hold on. Hey, Mick?
Mick, you're on the air. Hi, Mick.
Hey, Mick.
Hey, I just got in the car and I turned on the radio and I heard my name.
Yeah.
I was actually, as I turned on the radio, I was reaching for your number. I'm out, guys.
Oh, wait, you're out? Wait, I just called. I just called and spoke to this Jennifer bitch 2 seconds ago. I mean, right, I swear to God, right as you were calling.
And she lied to your face.
I called her and she said, we'll call you back.
Oh.
No, that's the same.
So, deception going on in the millionaire studio.
So you're out, huh?
I'm going to call her back.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying what happened, but... I apologize, but I got a geography question. I called a history professor who had written a book on geography.
Hey, that's cool.
Let me give you the question and see if you would have nailed it.
Now, hold on. Are you going to get in trouble for doing this?
I don't think so.
But, you know, I want to call this this lady back. How long ago did you get done with the show?
What did you say, 2 seconds ago you called?
Yeah, I mean,
I
seriously.
Got 1 second ago.
Oh, really? Oh, so you're just out of the hot seat.
No, about 10 minutes ago. I don't know why she didn't say I was done.
Well, all right. What was the question?
Right, here was a question.
Okay.
Which of the following is considered one of the Society Islands?
Copy.
And it was A, Fiji, B, Tahiti, C, Tonga, and D, I don't even remember what that one was.
I would have guessed B.
I would have guessed Fiji.
It wasn't. That's what I would have guessed.
Yeah.
It was actually Tahiti.
Tahiti. Oh, man.
When that question hit me, and I knew that one of my lifelines was in the book on geography, I was like, yes, I'm up. I would have been up to 250.
Yeah. Who do I call, the disc jockey or the geography
guy?
Yeah,
really. You can't blame him for that. Hey, right. But that, you're very nice to call.
Nick, thank you.
Thanks. Sorry I didn't use you guys. If it had been pop culture, you would have been in.
No, I believe you. You're a good man. You're a good man. We understand that completely.
Hey, thank you, Mick. Thanks for checking in.
All right, guys. Have a great show. Okay?
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Mankind.
Bye-bye.
Well, now, I want to call the lady back.
Well, you'll probably, like, if you make trouble, it'll probably prevent his, you're angry because you didn't get on the show.
No. I'm not angry because I didn't get on the show.
If it was 10 minutes ago.
She could have just said to me, listen, he used someone else. She said to me, he's in the hot, we're filming right now.
Right.
Never call this number.
You know what? Maybe we can turn this into a game. We're on for a few more minutes. Let's see how long it takes for her to call back.
Yeah, that's true.
It did just happen, and maybe there's some sort of protocol they have to go through.
Yeah, all right. All right, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
But it sure did. I understand exactly how you feel, that it is somewhat, you feel as though you were just dissed.
Yeah.
But she just might be out of it. I mean, who knows where she's located.
Maybe that is some stupid game show protocol, because we're disc jockeys.
Don't tell him anything.
That's great.
We may have violated their protocol also.
He didn't violate anything. Mick called us.
Gets in the car, turns on the radio, goes, hey, they're talking about me. Yeah. He calls right up.
He's a straight shooter. What a good guy.
Yeah, great
and
guy.
Really to let us know what's going on.
Great guy. Hey, listen, I know you're listening right now, Mick. Don't worry about not picking me. I'm a dumbass. There's no way I would have gotten that.
Who would have gotten that? That's incredible. Yeah. And obviously the geography guy didn't get that either.
Well, I don't know. I mean, and...
Oh, that's right. Well, we don't know.
Didn't tell us.
Oh, that's right. He didn't tell us one way or another.
Oh, that's right. The guy got it or not.
So technically there is no
probably fine
problem. Right.
No, we just know what the question
is. Oh, rules. Oh, big effing deal.
We know what the $250,000 question is for Mick Foley.
Amen.
That has something to do with geography. Thank God they didn't call me. Thank God they didn't call me. I'm almost relieved now.
If it had been that Fiji question.
It would have been like the biggest dope in the friggin' world. God damn.
Well, would you, now, if they had and it was that question, would you have pretended to, like, give a guess?
Yeah.
Or would you have said, I have no idea?
No, I would have said just what I said to him. B.
Right.
And I don't even remember what B was.
There you go.
I would have just said B. Take B, man.
It's the way to do it.
You never go wrong with B.
And you would have done it. Hey, bet the house on it.
Yeah, sure.
I know for 100% sure.
It ain't my money. Do it. Okay, well, thank you, Mick Foley, for checking in. And, you guys are right. We should wait and see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If the millionaire lady calls me back to say, Mick just got out of the hot seat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, that's a pretty funny coincidence, though.
That is amazing that he was
call
listening.
Up and he just walked out of the he said literally 1 minute ago he'd walked out of the studio, got in his car.
What a good guy, though. Very good man.
But Christ, it took him 3.5 hours to film his segment?
No, I think that's a constant stopping down for Regis.
Plus, I mean, they had me waiting for 5 hours yesterday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and a lot of that was waiting for Mick to get to the hot seat.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's ABC. You know, they want to do things right.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, but they're kicking CBS's ass. So what does that have to say about things? Well, thank you. Thank you, Mick Foley, Mankind. Yeah. Great friend of the show. Nice thrill almost being on there. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
The Pentagon confirms that a handful of special forces are operating in southern Afghanistan, and there are other reports that U.S. ground troops have arrived in that country. The Pentagon won't confirm that. But it would open a new phase of America's response to the terrorist attacks. Just yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was saying that airstrikes alone won't wipe out the Al-Qaeda network. Experts agree that ground forces will be needed to root out Osama bin Laden and other terrorists. The air war, meanwhile, has let up a bit in honor of the Muslim holy day.
and the ground war has less than a month to make progress since U.S. officials plan to back off of that as Ramadan sets in on November 17th.
I don't get this. We're in a war. We are in a war. I don't care if it's rub-a-dub. We're in a war. Do you think that, seriously, that if we were in a war with them, if they were attacking us, if we said, hey, guess what? It's Thanksgiving.
It's Christmas.
How about, don't do it today?
They would back off if they had to have a coalition with a bunch of other people that celebrated Christmas.
See, we're doing this because we need the support of the rest of the Muslim world, which is the majority of the Muslim world.
Well, then before rub-a-dub, let's get in there and let's make it happen.
I agree.
Right?
Let's do full force. God bless America.
28 days. Let's go. The U.S. has taken over the airwaves in Afghanistan. Here's the radio message we're sending to the Taliban soldiers. Quote, attention, Taliban, you are condemned. The instant the terrorists you support took over our planes, you sentenced yourselves to death. The armed forces of the United States are here to seek justice for our dead. You have only one choice. Surrender now and we will let you live. When you decide to surrender, approach United States forces with your hands in the air. Sling your weapon across your back, muzzle toward the ground. Remove your magazine and expel any rounds. Doing this is your only chance of survival. Our forces are armed with state-of-the-art equipment. What are you using? Obsolete and ineffective weaponry? Quoting Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, these guys have already switched sides two or three times. They know what to do.
Hey, good afternoon. I got news for you. Here on Radio Afghanistan, we're big losers. Give up right now. This message brought to you by the United States. How about some Ohio players? Afghanistan.
You're listening to the Taliban Show.
Say what?
Yeah, hold on.
And now more. Here's your host, Mr. Taliban.
Okay, give it to me one more time, Mike.
And now, here's more with Taliban.
I got a special request going on right now to Osama bin Laden. Are you listening, my friend? You live. Ah, come on.
Walking these streets so long. You singing the same old song.
It's a good radio message, don't you think?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Taliban Show.
Hey, it's Taliban with you.
Don't
now listen, we could drop bombs on your ass all day long. You can listen to our warnings, but we've decided to torture you in the worst possible way. Until you give up, you are going to be forced to hear this song on Taliban FM. Well, good. Let us do some propaganda there. Here's Anthony from Andrews Air Force Base right here in D.C. Anthony.
Hello, Don.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, man. I want to tell you, thanks for all you're doing for us, you know.
What are we doing?
You're keeping us going over here, you know. I got your show playing right now.
No, it's good. That's nice of you to say that. We appreciate that, too.
All the guys at Andrews. Gotcha.
That's terrific a bunch of you guys are listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you like I said, you're keeping up the morale over here, and you're staying focused, and you're keeping us focused.
Well, that's great, and God bless you guys.
Yeah. Same to you, Don, Mike. Y'all take care, all right?
Kick some ass.
Got our support.
Now, got it. Let me tell you something. Not bad getting that call on a Friday. I will take that with me all weekend long.
Yeah. We got to a break, Buzz. I'm sorry we had kind of a mess there with the millionaire and man, Mick Foley and stuff.
Right.
We'll come back with more news and more comments right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I told you it would work.
Fighting at least one chub a day. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, right. There it is. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. New Jersey police have found the cab from that stolen truckload of pesticides and fertilizer we told you about yesterday. Parsippany police are poring over the cab for clues, fingerprints, and the like. But the hazardous cargo is still missing. A white Fruhoff trailer that had hazmat placards and the word Rockland in green lettering on all four sides. The 45-foot trailer carries chemical fertilizer, which is what Timothy McVeigh used as a prime ingredient in his bomb for the federal building in Oklahoma City. New York subways have never been safer, at least in terms of everyday crime, since the attack on the World Trade Center. Serious subway crime was down nearly 29% last month, and observers say it could be approaching its lowest annual level in 32 years.
Good.
Of course, ridership is also down on the subways.
All right.
The police presence is way up. The O.J. Simpson road rage case in Florida could end in a mistrial.
Juice, why are you doing this?
With their client facing 16 years in prison over this, O.J.'s lawyers would like a mistrial.
Of course they would.
They filed the motion that the judge in that case will have to consider first thing Monday morning. In today's first round of testimony, both Simpson and his accuser were portrayed as madmen. The accuser says Simpson scratched his face while ripping off his sunglasses after a traffic confrontation. Simpson says that's not at all what happened after the accuser cut him off in traffic, endangering his children, who were also in the car.
You know, O.J. should play the lottery. He really should. He is the luckiest son of a bitch alive.
So far, so good.
Incredible. They're already talking about mistrial. I mean, yeah. The savviest, slimiest lawyers in the world.
He's got them. In Madison, Wisconsin, 24 cases of E. coli food poisoning.
Oh, my. Well, hi to everybody listening to us on 100X in Madison.
That outbreak's been traced to a pancake tailgate party at a University of Wisconsin game October 6th.
Yeah, go Badgers.
Oh, dear, try the fecal pancake.
But health officials...
Hey, listen. This don't taste like chocolate chip pancakes there.
Those aren't there for no chocolate chips.
Health officials say the food...
That's stool.
They say the food was probably not the source of the contamination.
Hey there, this pancake tastes like BM.
Oh, come on, just put a little more maple syrup on it.
Health officials don't think it was the pancake, since only a small percentage of the people got sick. The investigation continues.
Buzz, no need to stop. We are going to simply ask now for a Call 100. And listen, we have a great prize for Call 100 today. It's a year's worth of free pay-per-view, WWF.
All right.
Okay? Starting with this Sunday's No Mercy, WWF No Mercy. Be the 100th caller now, 877-365-36. 36. Hit it and get it, as the DJs like saying.
A must for any wrestling fan, including Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Melvin Burbank. BMB.
Spaghetti Arms Burbank.
Okay, hi, Buzz.
Hi, John and Mike. Our newest candidate for Father of the Year is 36-year-old Vincent Nuzzi of Hicksville, New York. He apparently forgot he'd left his 3-month-old son on the trunk of a stranger's car yesterday.
This is Sam Huff.
A woman woke the man who was sleeping in that car to ask, do you know there's a baby on your trunk?
All right, so the car was not moving.
Right, the car was parked in the parking lot.
And he just left the baby on the trunk.
A guy, yeah, the father apparently did, yes. And then the guy who owned the car, a different guy, asleep inside the car, a woman taps on the window, says, do you know there's a baby on your trunk? Well, the guy didn't know that. He had no idea.
Well, no.
So he went right to work.
Where's the baby?
The guy,
oh, no.
Gone.
Gone. We always screw that up.
The man went right to work combing the stores in the area to see if he could find the parents.
No, I got it. Where's the baby?
Gone.
How'd he get on the trunk of the car?
Don't know.
There, okay.
Bingo. So the man who owned the car went looking for the parents, couldn't find them, had no luck. 90 minutes later, the unemployed father of the baby showed up asking if anyone had seen his son. He's been charged with reckless endangerment, endangering the welfare of a child, and with breaking the hand of one of the cops who arrested him.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I'm sure he was focused on that.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
So, as airport security gets tougher, some women are going to need underwear without the underwire. So a Japanese company is making a new metal-free bra.
Nishiwa!
Hello.
Ichiro!
Triumph International says it had to be done because traditional bras are setting off airport metal detectors.
It had to be done. Arigato.
The new frequent flyer bras will go on sale online in December. They'll be available in red, white, and blue, and orange.
Wait a minute. Am I out of line suggesting why wear them at all when you're going to fly?
Let me ask somebody. Honey, how do you feel about the bra without the metal?
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
Oh, there she is.
I think she's okay.
Jenna Bush joining us. Jenna, the bra, the won't set off the metal detectors.
Would you mind helping me?
Yeah, we would help you with it. It's got a gentle, like, non-metal underwire.
And so you go through the thing at the airport and you don't set off the alarm.
I'm all wet because I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
There'll be no problem. Jenna, right. Metal detector.
President's daughter, Jenna Bush. Mm-hmm. There she is.
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
What's that?
Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
Not at all, honey.
Okay.
The frequent flyer bras will be sold with matching panties.
I do enjoy it when the three of us talk to Jenna.
Oh, my God.
What?
I had no idea it was so big.
It's because there's three of us, honey.
Welcome. Thank you.
Three for the price of one today, honey.
In sports.
You know, the skirt's been riding on my ass all day long.
Yes, it has. I didn't know that.
There's two of them. There's Jenna, and what's the other one's name?
Barbara.
Hey, Barbie?
I'm sorry, Rob. Somebody just came in my ear.
Okay. All right, there you go.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
Okay. Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
The Bush girls.
Oh, boy.
In sports, the NFL has fined Minnesota Vikings receiver Chris Carter and safety Henry Jones $5,000 each. Carter taunted opponents after a 4-yard catch in the fourth quarter of Sunday's 31-26 victory over Detroit. Jones had a helmet-to-helmet hit on Lions quarterback Charlie Batch in the second quarter.
I'm fine.
And finally, it went all the way to the Vermont Appeals Court, the license plate that reads SHTHPNS.
I get it.
The appeals court had upheld a lower court ruling that upheld the decision of the state's motor vehicle department. The DMV had a problem with what they call an offensive scatological term on state license plates. The woman who paid extra to get the plate says the state is hypocritical. She says the DMV in Vermont allowed another motorist to have a plate that says poops because of its cuteness.
Poops.
She says if her plate is scatological, then so is poops.
Yeah.
The appeals court disagreed.
Oh.
So what's she going to do? S happens. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! So we gotta go. Thank you to Terry Bradshaw, Mr. 40, Charlie Stossel. Pretty coming in today. All the good phone calls we got. Thank you very much.
And Mick Foley.
Yeah, right. Mankind. Thank you, Mankind. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frito. Love you, Bart. Back Monday with the all new episode. We'll see ye then. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's not a request line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Say it, honey.
I'm caller 100.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Yes, hi. Who is this?
This is Tara.
Tara, where are you from?
I'm from Parsippany.
My love, Tara, you've won a year's worth of free pay-per-view wrestling from Comcast and Cox Cable. It starts with WWF No Mercy in demand on your home this Sunday night at 8 o'clock, and it's FREE for a whole year.
That's great.
Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order WWF No Mercy on pay-per-view. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. Be safe. Good day to you, sir.
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 And good day to you, sir.
What's the frequency?
Good day to you, sir. Oh, yeah. Thanks also to Dan Rather for being on the show today. And now, please, throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make
bad tro.
True.
See you Monday.
So Tron. Today. Today you, sir.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.